Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran's chief judge is signaling fast trials and executions of citizens arrested in nationwide protests. The Iranian regime's brutal crackdown on dissent has claimed more than 2,500 lives so far. As he weighs options, President Trump vows to come to the aid of the Iranian freedom fighters, challenging the tyrants in Tehran.
I say save their names because they'll pay a very big price. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran.
Where the nightmare goes on.
A near total internet blackout means only a partial picture is emerging of what's happening in Iran. But what is getting out tells a terrible story. From grisly videos of open air morgues to anguished messages expressing shock and fear. Iranian officials admit that thousands have died. They blame it on protesters they call terrorists. But human rights groups are gradually collecting evidence of a brutal crackdown unleashed by Iran to quell the unrest. Mass arrests and executions are part of it.
The BBC's Lise Doucette. President Trump is threatening to cut federal funding to sanctuary cities as of February 1st. The Justice Department says no basis for a civil rights investigation of the fatal shooting of an anti-ICE demonstrator in Minneapolis. The Supreme Court appears likely to uphold state bans on transgender athletes participating in girls and women's sports. Arguments yesterday before the High Court. At least 29 people killed. A massive construction crane collapsed onto a moving passenger train in Northeast Thailand. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 164. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-723-2233. 800-723-2233. 800-723-2233.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels are open right now. There's been some slowing going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, but all it is right now is a speed reduction as you're coming south right before you get into the southbound tube on 895. Next door, we can see you. All four lanes are open on 95 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Good start for the Beltway. We had a fire call about 30 minutes ago in the city. The equipment is still there with an investigation. They're right around the intersection, Pratt Street at Monroe Street over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Next weather makers moving in today with a chance for some scattered rain showers. Otherwise still mild with temperatures in the low 50s. Tonight that rain will quickly change over to a quick burst of a little bit of snow as lows fall back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
39 degrees in Middle River and 40 in Pikesville at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The 2026 Maryland General Assembly session begins at noon today in Annapolis. Lawmakers will be facing a challenging session with issues that include a $1.4 billion budget deficit, education funding, economic growth, rising health care and energy costs, immigration, housing, and public safety. Senate President Bill Ferguson and newly elected House Speaker Jocelyn Peña Melnick both say they do not expect any tax increases. During a pre-session press conference, Republican lawmakers said they plan to focus on affordability and accountability. Governor Wes Moore will submit his fiscal 2027 budget proposal next week. And Democratic senators have joined Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders to introduce a bill that would ban presidents from naming buildings after themselves. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says America does not have kings or dictators, and the legislation would prevent Donald Trump or any other president from using public monuments to glorify and worship themselves. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 459. The pick four, 7631. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new five-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add two lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, keeping the comfort guys, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, big press conference yesterday at the Ravens Complex. The owner, Steve Bisciotti, along with general manager Eric DaCosta, fielding questions. And Bisciotti said on firing Coach Harbaugh, it was an emotional call.
Yeah, it was interesting because, obviously it was emotional. And I'll be honest with you, most of that emotion came from me. I told my brother, I said it was the craziest firing in the world. I was the one choked up, and he was the one consoling me.
He also said that quarterback Lamar Jackson had no part in his decision.
No, Lamar did not have an outsized part of my decision. My decision, I think, by Monday was pretty much set.
Ravens are hoping to ink their star quarterback to a new deal. The owner, Bisciotti, said Tuesday hopes he can ink Lamar to a revised contract by the start of free agency. Ravens continue their search for the new and next head coach, I should say. They interviewed Minnesota Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores for the job on Tuesday. Caps secured a comeback victory over the Habs last night, 3-2 in overtime. And that's a look at Stein on sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Now it's Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, the state of Maryland overpaid unemployment benefits by $750 million. Oh, just another day in the good old land of peasant living. The Maryland General Insane Asylum opens up today. We'll have a preview of what the top priorities are going to be. But our top story here today is...
It's nice to be in Annapolis with everybody. Help is on the way.
Ed Hales Sr. offering his contract with Marylanders yesterday during an event at the state capitol, Lawyers Mall. We'll ask him. He's going to be our guest in about 2 hours. So there was a moment where Governor Wes Moore and Ed Hale met yesterday right before the press conference. So we'll get his reaction to that. And they shook hands. Very interesting yesterday. Among the key proposals with his contract for Marylanders and with Marylanders is the elimination of the emissions inspection bogus program that should have been gone a long time ago. He called that a money grab. Served little purpose, given the modern vehicles already meet federal emission standards. He also pledged to prioritize major infrastructure projects like the Key Bridge. He also said he criticized government's overspending and job growth under Governor Moore's administration, which added over 5,000 state positions in 2 years. He committed to balancing the state budget without raising taxes, instead advocating for deep spending cuts, reducing the size of government, and increasing oversight. He didn't specify which programs would be cut. We'll ask him about that coming up a little bit later on in the show this morning. But he went on to say that his number one priority is...
Well, I think that safety is number one. Everybody wants to feel safe going to school, going shopping, going to work, and your leisure. That's number one. But I'm telling you, people are really upset about the electric bills. That's number two.
Yeah, so that's cost and safety and cost, obviously. Then there's the Key Bridge, which has put a major wrench into the traffic. As we know now, it's just a nightmare out there, especially morning and afternoon rush hours. And he said he would ask to accelerate the project, and he would be his priority on day one.
You have people that really need this bridge, and they need to get it done, and nobody is really paying attention to it.
Another thing identified is the government bloat, the bureaucracy, and this would go hand in hand with reducing the overall size of government here in the state of Maryland to get spending under control.
When Governor Moore got in here, there were 5,000 jobs that were vacant that needed to be filled. He said, fill them all up.
And he did. And in fact, he went beyond that, and there was no need to create more government positions when the government we have already is pretty nasty. He also held up a license plate, Virginia Tag, and that's a lot of folks are heading to other states to register their vehicles because the costs here are exorbitant.
Here, this is coming to a neighborhood near you. You don't have to show proof of insurance like you do here in the state of Maryland. And the fees have gone up dramatically.
Yeah, well, we all know that. When they're offering you to kind of finance your vehicle registration fees over 3 years, you know it's bad. And Ed Hale Sr. says he is going to be the change agent in this election.
You know, I'm a business guy, and I would step in, and I would change things.
Yeah, so we'll ask him about what things he would change coming up a little bit later on. But at least we have some options now. We have a legitimate, Republican contender. Again, I know there's other people out there thinking the folks are going to run. Well, I tell you, the filing deadline is coming up in about a month. So wow. We're going to know for sure if there is going to be another gubernatorial contender on the Republican side or whether this is going to be it. Ed Hale, John Myrick, and a few other Republican candidates. Your thoughts? Does he have a chance? Does he have a shot here in the state of Maryland? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 613. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker's already shot here this morning. Good morning, Chuck.
I could use a shot.
You could. A shot or two.
Maybe a rabies shot, you know, because I tend to bite sometimes. Different things.
And foam at the mouth.
Yeah, I thought for a minute maybe we had a wreck here on the outer loop. Right after that report, we disconnected and went back, looked at the beltway. Right after Liberty Road, they started to slow up, and I thought I saw a vehicle in the left-hand lane, then went back and looked again 5 minutes later, and it was gone. So we're backed up already a little bit south of 795, coming down towards I-70. But for right now, it looks like that pace has improved, and we're starting to move through there once again. So we'll keep an eye on that. Keep in mind, in the city on the west side, they still had a fire call and an investigation. I think they knocked it down pretty quickly at Pratt Street at Monroe, but they had a cleanup operation underway there. We're looking at the JFX Live at Northern Parkway, Ruxton Road through that area. All the lanes are open. And right now, going back to the harbor tunnels, the pace is good, both at 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday today. Mild temperatures in the low 50s. Rain's going to move in a little bit later on. That rain will change into a quick burst of snow as temperatures will fall into the 20s overnight. No accumulation is expected, so I don't have to worry about that. But it is going to be bitterly cold again here as we return to old man winter. 41 and mostly cloudy in Columbia right now, 42 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Bill and Hillary Clinton will be held in contempt of Congress for defying an order to sit for a closed-door deposition in the House's Jeffrey Epstein investigation. When asked why, Sick Willie says, usually bad things happen when I get behind closed doors.
Now I'm going to have nightmares.
Hillary said, you said a mouthful.
As he lit up his cigar. Yes, sir.
Interloop, Lock Raven Boulevard wreck just occurred. Looks like they're in the left-hand lane. Interloop, Lock Raven Boulevard.
It's almost as though they're performing for you.
Right. They know Chuck's on,
and when Chuck's on, things happen.
Exactly.
I get here at 4:40 in the morning. I start checking things out, just kind of strolling along, have some breakfast, and then at 6 o'clock, it's like, bing, come out for Rumble.
Yeah, that's right.
Your break's over, Mr. Whitaker.
Man. New study out shows more Gen Z Americans are unplugging from their phones and social media, and it's making them happier. See, I think I know what's going on here. I think parents are kicking them off their cell phone plans. You know? No more. You got to pay for your own cell phone.
Yeah, you pay for it.
After 19 seasons, Mike Tomlin of the Steelers is out as the head coach. He stepped down yesterday. He is a Hall of Fame level coach, yet his quarterback still calls him kid. You know, it's because Aaron is older than Mike Tomlin. The management of Target apparently is now, they've become ground zero in the immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. No word as to why. But might be there's a giant bullseye on the side of the store. That might be one of the reasons why ICE is concentrating there. I would think they would concentrate on Walmart because, after all, you get a lot more at Walmart.
Did you see the pictures of the buses at the airport? They're just hauling them to the airport and flying them out.
Yep. It's, airline that they had where they were running drugs? There was a movie about it. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, Con Air?
Yes, Con Air. Yeah. This is I guess the immigration error or deportation error.
Right.
Today's National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Everyone's asking what's Taylor going to dress Travis as?
I took him and I'm like,
unfortunately,
a collar on him somewhere.
Yeah, some sad news. Dilbert creator Scott Adams passed away yesterday after a long battle with prostate cancer. He was 68 years of age. In addition to the Dilbert comic strip, he had a podcast dubbed Coffee with Scott Adams. I would watch it on occasion. He often voiced his support for President Trump. He was a really good conservative and commentator there. Hmm. He got chased off of most of the cartoon strips because of alleged racist remarks made. I didn't think they were racist at all. There's a spate of actors gone bad, criminal actors. Have you heard the latest? Timothy Busfield, remember him from 30-something?
And Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, he has been accused of acts of pedophilia.
Oh, crap. He's Melissa Gilbert.
He fled the state and now has returned to turn himself in yesterday. Here's what he said.
I'm going to confront these lies. They're horrible. They're all lies. And I did not do anything to those little boys. And I'm going to fight it.
All right, so we'll see what happens. I mean, it could be that he's been wrongly accused, or it could be there's a major problem there, but kind of shocks you with Melissa Gilbert.
He was also heard to say, where did these ball players come from?
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland arrested and accused of assaulting a rideshare driver on Monday.
He's always in trouble.
Yeah. Daniel Stern from Home Alone also was arrested over the weekend.
For what? Any specifics?
We're still trying to get the exact... we just saw the headline here this morning, so we'll get these specifics and share them with you here in just a second. So the poll out now, which tax do you believe in the state of Maryland is the most hated tax of all?
There are so many.
Pick the one you hate the most, Maggie.
The one that I would hate the most, well, and forgive me, I should
and
know
And don't
this,
say brass tax, but go ahead.
Is it true we have an exit tax? We
do not have an exit tax.
Okay, well, then I don't hate it.
Okay.
I hate everything else.
Well, the income tax, number one, utterly despised. Number two is the property tax, which is pretty much universally hated.
Very much.
The vehicle registration tax, number three, loathed on principle alone. So
I hated that we went up from 5% to 6% on the sales tax.
Right.
And that's what I hate.
There are rumors that we may go from 6% to 6.5%.
So what's Dollar Tree gonna be now?
We'll have to see.
$1.50 tree?
The which?
Oh, I was just wondering, with all this going on.
It's, you know, again, look, there's just no way, as they meet today, that they're going to be able to, they're not going to cut government. They're not going to really cut deep spending, so they're going to have to hammer us somehow.
We don't have an income tax. I was going to say.
Yes, we know that. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for reminding us how miserable we truly are.
That's why it was so quiet for a little bit.
Yes,
no, I was just thinking how much I love Florida.
Yeah. No, Florida's a great state. I love it, too.
Yeah.
Just the family's here, grandkids are here, and I work here. So other than that, I would move in
down there with you.
I would move in a second.
Oh, now what's going on here? The chart just, I swear to God, they drive me crazy. They just turned the camera off at the wreck on the Interloop at Lock Raven Boulevard. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Can't see anything. There aren't any bodies in the road.
Were they naked or something?
It might be a secret plot to make you work that much harder.
Where is that Gish man?
Oh, man.
Get him on the line.
I don't know.
What the hell? Turn the damn cameras off.
Yeah, Maggie, you have him in your Rolodex. Can you give him a call?
I don't have my Rolodex. And I
just push 2 on your phone. I'm sure he'll answer.
Right, never answers.
We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate it. All right, 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. So here, as of right now, we have Ed Hale, John Myrick. We got a couple guys. I think Kurt Wedekin, he's the farmer up in Carroll County. Chris Boucher, I think, is the other gubernatorial candidate. Is a Green Party guy, I think. But as of right now, we'll get to the poll here a little bit later on. Who would you vote for if it's anybody but Moore? Give us a call. Let us know. You can also email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want me to remind you that they're still trying to help your New Year's resolution with an incredible offer. You can buy 4 or more single bottles of any Rescue Natural Supplement, any product whatsoever. And there are lots of them. Omega-3s, Rescue Orsine to help regulate blood pressure, give you all-day energy. There's actually help boost your men's hormones and your female hormones. You don't have to worry about hormone replacement therapy as you age and you start to see muscle loss and, you're tired and, all day and so on and so forth. And then, of course, there's the ideal weight, which is good for weight loss, and the Rescue PM spray and or dissolvables, which can help you fall asleep and stay asleep faster. Just one of many. Buy 4 or more and save 40%. Use the coupon code NEWYEAR40. That's NEWYEAR40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or online at res-q.com.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, the wreck on the Beltway is on the bridge on the Interloop at Lock Raven Boulevard. It's crowding the left-hand side of the roadway. The camera was on it. Now it's gone back to what they call the default position back at Providence Road. That's doing us a hell of a lot of good to see the wreck. So we'll see if they turn it back around, if they wake up in time to get it turned back around and see what goes on. Inner Loop, Lock Raven Boulevard, State of the Riders are coming through there. The Outer Loop is just a little bit slow at the scene. Minor backing only so far. We're good to go at both the Harbor Tunnels.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mild start to the day. We'll be up in the low 50s today. Rain will move in. That'll change over to a burst of snow. Temperatures will plummet from the 50s to the 20s. No accumulation expected overnight. Right now, we're 42 and partly cloudy in Pikesville, and it is 42 and clear in Ocean City. So we're talking about the contract with Marylanders. Ed Hale Sr., unveiling that yesterday at Lawyers Mall in Annapolis. He'll be with us after the 8 o'clock news to talk more detail with the contract with Marylanders a little bit later on this morning. But here's what we do know. We do know the governor's poll numbers are starting to dip. Now, this has been, I think he started off at like 64%. This is the Gonzales poll that's out. And there's a growing sense of civic dissatisfaction, exhaustion among Marylanders here. And this poll shows quiet fatigue. Many are feeling that there is a problem here in Maryland. 52%, now he's above 50, but 52% of voters approve of Westmore's performance, 41% disapprove, 7% remain undecided. Now, the thing with the Gonzales poll, I do like him, but it's I wish he would do likely voters instead of registered voters, and I like to see a sample of 1,000 or more. He's got about a little over 800. So, but again, this is what we have to talk about here. And he went from like 64% down to 52%. And that is, look, his disapproval is what I'm looking at. Interestingly enough, it's rising from 25 to 41. So that's a 16 point. More and more people are now becoming, I think, more aware, pardon the pun, of the governor and his lip service. And also the poll reveals a divided sentiment among Marylanders regarding the state's direction. 47% believe it's moving in the right direction, but 44% believe it's heading in the wrong way. And I think that could change as a result of this current Maryland General Insane Asylum, which opens up today at 12 o'clock in Annapolis. Now, Mackenzie Frost caught up with Governor Moore yesterday in Annapolis to get his reaction to his plummeting poll numbers.
I'm not a person who spends my time looking at poll numbers.
I bet you don't. I bet nobody in the entire governor's mansion looks at any poll. Come on. Everybody knows you look at poll numbers. I mean, you have to. That's your business.
He's clenching his ears.
He's running again. Yeah. You have to.
Of course, yeah, he's clenching his ears saying, la, 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 la,
on it. That's right. Like, I don't want to hear it.
Covering his eyes like, nope.
Don't tell me. So according to this poll, if the gubernatorial election were held today, and it's not, 50% of voters would reelect Governor Moore. That's pretty interesting because once you drop below 50, you know, he's right there at the cusp. Then it becomes a problem. Then that's viewed as being politically vulnerable. 28% who would support a Republican challenger, 6% a third-party candidate, 16% remain undecided. Well, now notice he did not put any of the Republican names in there. Once you get a name in there, then it starts to get interesting. So we'll have to wait and see if there's another poll coming out on a potential head-to-head match. And I'd like to see it right now. Or you can put all the Republican names in there if you want. I'd like to see a Republican primary poll, frankly, to see how that is going up. Among those who feel they pay too much in taxes, the hypothetical Republican candidate leads more by 13 points, 47 to 34. And he was asked about the wrong direction, which is, again, 44%, once again, Mackenzie Frost with Governor Moore.
What do you say to people who believe that the state of Maryland is headed in the wrong direction?
Well, I would say that when you look at how Maryland continues to push back and continues to make progress on behalf of people, that while we know we still have more work to do, I know I have spoken with enough people who are saying, thank God we are in Maryland.
Thank God that we live in Maryland. I mean, seriously? Now, look, I like where I live. I don't like the affordability factor. I don't know if I'm going to be able to retire here. I certainly hope so. Some certain changes can be made. But do you wake up every morning and say, thank God I'm in Maryland? I mean, I don't.
I myself, thank God for my health. Thank God for my fellow friends.
Exactly. Thank God for family.
Not for Maryland.
Yeah.
I enjoy the ocean. I enjoy that I'm able to go to the mountains.
Uh-huh, we have everything.
I enjoy the bay life, but...
Yeah, but you can go to the ocean and the mountains in other states.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I enjoy, but I don't like it that with the taxes going on and my electricity bill going up.
Yeah, but that's, and we heard Ed Hale talk about that at the top of the hour here when he said public safety, priority number one. We got an explosive juvenile thuggery. We've got illegal aliens running all over this state, you know, killing people. Dakara Thompson, does that name ring a bell? Kayla Hamilton, that name ring a bell? And again, you just look at Rachel Morin, does that name ring a bell?
And on and on it goes.
And
I
of
hike
course,
that trail.
Exactly. All right. More coming up in just a second here as the Maryland General Insane Asylum opens today. We'll take a look at the top issues. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County immigrant advocates rallied in support of two measures that would protect the immigrant community. The gathering took place in Towson as the county council held a work session that included discussion on Councilman Izzy Patoka's proposed Trust Act. The measures would create an Office of Immigrant Affairs and control how county agencies would engage with federal immigration enforcement. Patoka says the bills aim to reduce fear and increase due process. A final reading and vote on the measures is expected at the January 20th council meeting. Businessman Ed Hale, who's running for governor, has unveiled his contract with Marylanders. Speaking in Annapolis Tuesday, the former Democrat who is running as a Republican said his priorities are public safety, fiscal responsibility, infrastructure, and education. One of his proposals for the state is ending the vehicle emissions inspection program because modern cars already meet stricter federal standards, and the program is just a money grab. He also says infrastructure and rebuilding the Key Bridge are top priorities, and instead of raising taxes, he would rely on spending cuts, reducing the size of state government, and more oversight of states' finances. Fallen Baltimore County Police Detective Paul Hoke has been laid to rest at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. Detective Hoke died after suffering a medical emergency while working an overtime shift on New Year's Eve. Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough says the department is forever grateful to the Hoke family for sharing Paul with us, for the sacrifices they made, and for their unwavering support. Chief McCullough says the detective's years of dedicated service and commitment to public safety reflect the character and work ethic that continue to distinguish the Baltimore County Police Department and its members among the best in the nation. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report May 2025.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Wreck on the Beltway now is into the median and onto the shoulder on the interloop at Lock Raven Boulevard. So not a big deal right now if you're coming down the hill from Providence Road. You'll see the flashing lights and you might be better off just staying to the center and the right through there. The west side outer loop delays now and the brake lights already there. 795 working your way down through Frederick Road. We're still controlled right now. Not too bad at both the Harbor Tunnels, but we're getting up to a little more than a 5-minute delay at the old Harbor Tunnel now. And the contractor begins to work at 5:30, 4:30 this morning. Actually, they were not there on 95 northbound at Route 24. Now we're at 6:30, and they begin to work for the day during the rush hour. 95 northbound at Route 24, 76-mile marker blocking a lane on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Next weather makers moving in today with a chance for some scattered rain showers, otherwise still mild with temperatures in the low 50s. Tonight, that rain will quickly change over to a quick burst of a little bit of snow as lows fall back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Yari has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management Systems. Steelers asked their coach, Mike Tomlin, to step aside, and he did yesterday. Owner Art Rooney said Tomlin informed him of his decision in a meeting on Tuesday. He had coached the Steelers for 19 seasons. Here in Baltimore yesterday, press conference with owner Steve Bisciotti, GM Eric DaCosta, on the firing of coach John Harbaugh. Bisciotti on the reason why Harbs was fired.
He said, "You don't owe me anything." And you can picture, John, you don't owe me anything. He said, "You gave me 18 years. He said, "You picked a special teams guy. Who does that?" He said, "You altered mine and Ingrid's life forever because you took a chance on me. I am happy and content and disappointed, but I love you and I respect you and I respect your decision."
Would like to hear from the coach, though, on his perspective on how everything went down. But Bisciotti says he thinks Harbaugh will land on his feet.
I said, "You know, John, probably one of the things that made it easier for me once I came to this conclusion is I didn't have to worry about whether you were going to land on your feet, because I think either your toes or your heels are already touching, and you're going to become the most sought-after coach."
Ravens continue their search for their next head coach. Baltimore interviewed the Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores for the job on Tuesday. He was with the Dolphins, and Flores the eighth candidate to complete an interview with the team. Ravens are hoping to ink up their quarterback to a new deal. Lamar Jackson has 2 years remaining on his current contract, which carries a salary cap number of $74.5 million per season. And that might prohibit them from spending more at other positions. So we'll see what happens there. Caps secure comeback victory. Washington overcame a 2-goal deficit in the third period to beat the Montreal Canadiens 3-2 in overtime. Ethan Frank with both regulation goals before Connor McMichael notched the winner with less than a minute in OT. Logan Thompson stopped 24 of 26 shots he faced in net. Wizards are set to continue their West Coast swing. Washington will face off with the LA Clippers for the first time this season tonight in Inglewood. Wizards enter the night on a 3-game skid following a loss to the Suns on Sunday. And men's college basketball season continued yesterday. Maryland lost again, 88-71 at SC. And Georgetown lost 86-83 in overtime to Creighton in college basketball. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA. Pacific. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
As an old colleague and friend of mine, Harry Shriver, used to say, grab the kids and the grandkids and head for the hills. Grab your wallets and your pocketbooks. The Maryland General Insane Asylum will be in session in roughly 5.5 hours, and no household budget is safe. None. So we look at it. This session going to focus on, I think the number one priority is going to be the budget shortfall. $1.4 billion budget deficit. Remember, they had a budget deficit, and then allegedly Governor Taxon spent more, passed a... they put out this ad saying there was a budget surplus, but so if there was a budget surplus of $3.3 billion, how all of a sudden did it turn to a $1.4 billion budget deficit? Well, in Democrat math, we know it's Democrat math because that's what they're teaching the kids in school. And remember, in Baltimore City schools, 40% of the high schools, not a single student was proficient in math. So that's how we know it's Democrat math. Again, it just doesn't add up. And this is a governor who is proposing spending millions and billions more And so the actual $1.4 billion budget, before they even bring the gavel down today, could actually be closer to $2 billion, with an additional $400 million on education spending, more on public safety, et cetera. So it's going to be interesting to see. He has pledged not to increase taxes or fees himself in any capacity. That doesn't mean the legislature won't do it. Mackenzie Frost caught up with the new speaker, Jocelyn Peña-Melnick, and Senator Ferguson yesterday in Annapolis, and asked him about the appetite for tax increases and spending cuts.
Should the House expect to see any tax or fee increases come out of this session?
I don't expect any taxes. I'm not sure about that. I hope not. But to be honest, I haven't had an opportunity yet to talk to my committees about those issues. Session hasn't even started, but I can tell you that taxes are definitely off the table.
Will the Senate be looking for any tax and fee increases as well?
No, our focus is going to be on living within our means.
Does that concern you that the House might introduce any sort of increases?
I can't speak for the House. I just know where the Senate will be.
Yeah, that's Bill Ferguson over the Senate president. Senator Clarence Lamb, Democrat, that represents Anne Arundel and Howard counties. He identified funds to close the gap, said identifying funds to close the gap would be, quote, tough, especially in election years. So here's what you have. You have, and it's an election year, and they really don't want to raise income taxes, okay, or even a sales tax, even though that might be proposed. And so you've got that argument. Then you have the argument that, well, if we start laying off people and cutting government, it's going to cut services, and there might be some voters out there whose services are cut that may resent that. So you see the corner that the Democrats have painted themselves into here. And so that leads me to, I think it's going to be an automatic that, A, they are going to raid the rainy day fund. Now, there's about $3.5 billion in the rainy day fund. And by law, they can't take all of it. I'm sure they'd like to take most of it. But they may only take, I think, I can't remember what the exact percentage is. But it's only going to get them, if it's 1.4, it's only going to get them halfway there. So about $700 million of the rainy day fund. So they're going to have to find a combination of increases, tax, fees, and or spending cuts that total around $750 million. I'm not quite sure they've got that. The other thing that they're going to have to focus on is the energy costs and the data centers. We are importing 40% of our energy here in Maryland, and things are going to get worse. Importing it from Pennsylvania and other states, and we're seeing already sky-high electrical bills. These are costs that are being added to our bills here. Wind and solar just won't cut it. These so-called renewables aren't going to power the state. We need to have, clean coal-burning plants back online again, maybe even nuclear, more nuclear, and so on and so forth. And anybody who wants to put these data centers, and we talked to Chris Burnett, who's running in CD6 last week, he's proposing a quantum computing center out in Western Maryland, but they're going to use something called SMRs. Those are small modular reactors. They're going to have to power themselves. Then we have the immigration issue. There are going to be bills introduced that will prevent the hiring of ICE agents for any local law enforcement agent here in Maryland. They're going to try to end the 287G program. So there's an anti-ICE function. Election funding will be under scrutiny here as we open up today at 12 o'clock. Health care and insurance in the state of Maryland. These are all and then some other top-line issues. Now, yesterday we told you about a House bill that was going to put an excise tax on firearms, firearm accessories, and ammunition. So you got that, and that's where we're going to see excise taxes on, you know, specific products and or services. It may not be registration fees, but it could be something else. They're going to nickel and dime us to death. That's what they do best. And a little bit later on, we'll tell you about a new bill that would give the state school superintendent a power to declare a state of emergency. And we've seen how that has worked or not worked to our disadvantage when Lockdown Larry was running the joint. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Another beautiful sunrise on the Bay Bridge. I just posted that picture on Facebook if you want to take a look. Very nice right now for the traffic eastbound. from Sandy Point over to Stevensville. Very nice out there on the horizon. All the traffic westbound from the bridge towards the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, towards I-97. All the lanes are open. Not much of a problem so far. I-97 southbound still clear at the merge at Route 32. Yeah, slowing on the Beltway already. The northeast corner fills in at Hartford Road. The west side is already 795 down through Frederick Road. And now we're looking at delays. Not a big backup, but we're starting to slow at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 is backing up coming south towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and 95 getting some brake lights after O'Donnell Street southbound. So we're between 5 and 10-minute rolling delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast mild today, low 50s, rain moving in, but that rain will eventually turn into a burst of snow as temperatures plummet later on this afternoon, evening. No accumulation is expected, but it is going to be blustery and cold overnight into tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 41 in Forest Hill, 43 in Millersville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Judge Smales. It's Spalding.
Smalding.
Avocados from Mexico has put out a new poll on double dipping. You know, when you dip your chip, take a bite, and dip it again.
Did you just double dip that chip? Double dipped? What are you talking about? You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
You dip the way you want to dip, I'll dip the way I want to dip.
80% of Americans double dip into guac because it's simply too good to resist. 80%. Do you double dip?
Because yeah,
you're a germaphobe.
No.
You double dip,
take
Michelle?
A little plastic spoon and spoon it back onto the chip if you're
going to. Here's what I do.
I just turn my chip around.
That's what I do. I take a bite out of one end of the chip, and then I turn the chip and I dip the other end.
Right. It's like putting your whole mouth in the bowl.
It is. It's like sticking your tongue in the bowl.
Excuse me?
And I can't do that.
Flag that. Lion.
We'll use that later.
Play that back later.
To add some bling to the big game, because guac is always good, Avocados from Mexico launching the Golden Double Dip Chip. It's a 14-gold wearable snack accessory made for double dipping in style wherever and whenever you're craving the guac. Exclusive Golden Double Dip Chips will be up for grabs leading up to the Super Bowl. Fans will be able to enter weekly from January 12th to February 3rd. So there you have it, folks. The double dipping just in time.
Not even with my
own. My hand.
Even with my own family, I'm like, oh, come on, don't.
Double scoop.
Just stick your big old head in a bowl. And
I had a friend once with a dog, and his dog would eat out of the dip bowl, and he didn't care. He would continue eating along with the dog.
I see what my dog does, and it's quite deplorable,
yes,
myself.
Yes, yes. Mike's Hot Honey is now looking to be your next beverage. Mike's Hot Honey Syrup, the first ever product designed specifically for drinks. Some people like the sweet heat of Mike's Hot Honey, so you can put in your favorite
cocktail.
Lionel Messi, the soccer star, confessing a little trick to getting drunk faster. He says that he mixes his red wine with Sprite. They called it Tinto de Verano, Spanish for red wine of summer. He says you get drunk faster when you mix it with the carbonation.
Huh. That's going to make a wicked hangover.
Yeah, you got that some chocolate, Mike. You might get some of that. Grab a Sprite out of the vending machine.
Chocolate and Sprite? I don't drink wine anyway. I'm allergic. It gives me a headache.
Now you're allergic.
I drink beer. I don't like. I can't. I like wine, but I can't drink it.
Okay. All kinds of.
Did he just puke on me?
Yeah. The volcano Casarito is back at the Taco Bell. Yeah, if you're looking for that. Burger King has launched a new breakfast Whopper in certain cities. Fans might want it nationwide. This looks like it might be pretty good. It is they're rolling out the bacon cheddar hash Whopper.
Oh.
All right. Includes beef patty, egg patty, bacon cheddar cheese sauce, hash browns, and hollandaise aioli.
Oh, that
on the same bun?
On the same bun, yeah.
Wow.
How do you get your mouth around it?
There's also the... That's two in one break.
Oh, man. Did I hit a home run yet? One more, right? Or no, I can't.
You could have trouble.
What am I talking about?
BK
is sweaty. That's all I hear.
The ultimate steakhouse whopper and fried apple pie is now available at Burger King. Roy Rogers in Eldersburg is going to soon be replaced. That's one of the few Roy Rogers
I
left.
I worked there when I was 16.
In Eldersburg, really?
No, not the one in Eldersburg. Roy the one Rogers. In Timonium. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was your greeting then? When was it? Were you forced to say howdy, partner?
Yes. Yes,
did you
I
wear
was.
Chaps?
Yeah, I had to wear a cowgirl suit. It
nothing
was just
underneath.
Horrible.
Are there any pictures of that, Maggie?
Somewhere in the deep recesses of my attic.
I'm right. Getting more sweaty now.
If you have a picture of Maggie and Chaps, please send it to Sean at WCBM.com. But anyway, Roy Rogers in Eldersburg is going to be replaced by Tim Hortons. It's a Canadian donut place. Coffee and donuts at Tim Hortons.
Oh, right. I've seen the coffee in the supermarket. Yeah.
And from the Atlas Takes Over the World department, you know, Atlas, the restaurant company, they own a bunch of restaurants all over the Baltimore. They're now going to take over the Boatyard Bar and Grill in Eastport down in Annapolis.
Oh.
So
that's a big company.
It is a big company. They own a lot of restaurants. Hi, Chuck. We will see you in a couple. Don't
it's
forget,
a pleasure.
Do not double dip this morning.
Okay.
6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm going to mention Town Appliance. Of course, Mayor and Mayor, they're great guys. They run Town Appliance where you can see 70 different brands of appliances for all kinds of budgets and styles. Kitchens already, it's just amazing. You go in, I've never seen a showroom like it. It really, you have to go in and appreciate it. And look, you can shop elsewhere, get your best price, and go in and see Mayor or Mayor. And they have got 5-star service, competitive pricing, and as I've said, they want you for a customer for life. So check them out for whether you're in the market for a single appliance or an entire kitchen upgrade. Check out Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52, coming up at the top of the hour, a horrible day at the Supreme Court for lefties and the trans athletes. We'll explain. Also, the whistleblower accusing the state and the governor of a cover-up over the SNAP benefits here in Maryland. And more Somali fraud has been unearthed, if you can believe that. So that's all still to come here on the program. Don't forget, the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Facebook pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. As always, we would love to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com, or you can text into the show using the free WCBM app. We'll be reading some of those text messages momentarily. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Just getting a report, mind direct, maybe on the shoulder already, Howard County eastbound Route 32 after the intersection at 108. And before you get to Route 29, the data not showing any backups right now, but you might have the deputies in that area, so definitely a heads up for that. With a little more traffic through there, the Beltway continues to fill in now on the Parkville side. The west side outer loop delays are already there. They've been there for a while, and it's the normal delay as you're coming south from 795 going all the way down through Frederick Road. A lot of brake lights already there. Then as we cross at Route 40 and head down towards Frederick Road, the pace improves and you're good to go down the hill eventually towards 95. We're up about a 7 to 10-minute delay, and the traffic's still building, but so far the lanes are open southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild temps in the low 50s. Later on, rain moving in. The rain will change over to snow as temperatures fall into the 20s. No accumulation expected overnight. Cloudy 43 in Glen Burnie. It is 43 in Edgewater. Let's take a phone call from Delaware, the first state. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Hey, listen, so they have a special election to get the Speaker of the House so she could be up and running on day one. So then I just hear her say, when asked an important question, I haven't had time yet to meet with my committee chairs. What in the heck? It's the little things to tell you what a big scam is going on.
Of course. Again, this is all Kabuki theater. It's a dog and pony show. This is, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to suffer. We know we're going to get tattooed somehow in the state of Maryland because that's the way things are done here, because there's really no opposition party. There's just nobody that can stop what the Democrats are scheming at the moment.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sad thing to say, Kevin, and I've been in the state, been doing this a long time. There used to be, I think, better opposition. They used to, and thanks for your call, by the way, things were split 4-4 at the congressional, so now there's an attempt, and he hasn't given up on that yet, the redistricting. I'm sure that'll come up sometime soon, so we'll keep that. But yeah, the pattern that has developed here in the state of Maryland is that Governor Moore says one thing, does another. The legislature has a supermajority. They just run right over the Republicans. I know the Maryland Freedom Caucus, they try the best they can. There's only a handful of those Republicans there, and they do the best they can, but they just don't have the firepower to stop anything, really. And here in the state, we've had all sorts of audits, state highway, DHS, and now the latest one is Maryland apparently overpaid unemployment benefits by $760 million. Think about that. There, you talk about being $1.4 billion in the hole. There's like 75% of it, right? So it's amazing to me how there's no fiscal responsibility, no forensic audits, because they don't want them. They enjoy wasting. They enjoy taking our money and then wasting our money. The audit says we overpaid $760 million and then in unemployment benefits. But now we can't even go back and claw those back. They're uncollectible. And some state officials are beginning to point fingers. Here's one of them, Senator Chris West, who is a Republican.
It's the people in the Moore administration who are responsible for safeguarding the state's money. That's who to blame.
Yeah. A recent state audit revealed that over the past 5 years, Maryland has issued millions in overpayments to individuals who should not have received them. State did not timely pursue recovery of claimant overpayments, totaling $807 million, resulting in $760 million that is no longer collectible, according to the department. According to the state audits, the Department of Unemployment Insurance lacked procedures for supervisory reviews of claims. Well, if you've ever been to an unemployment department or office, you'll know why. Okay? I rest my case. You just know why. Anybody who's ever had to go and everybody's ever been on the phone with them, you know why. And Wes says that, look, there should be a massive audit of the entire state and all of our spending.
This is just the last of a whole series of audits, one after another, after another, after another, of which have shown that this administration is just not keeping its eye on the ball. I mean, the basic thing you have to do is safeguard the public fisc. And if you can't do that, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, they enjoy doing that. And look, there's an attempt. They tried to blame Lockdown Larry and his administration for, according to Maryland Labor Secretary Portia Wu, based on the prior administration's decisions, there were several pauses in DUI overpayment collections during the pandemic. She said limited staffing and resources are what are to blame. It's just, there's always an excuse. I'm sorry. I'm tired of excuses from these elected officials and from state staff, because there should be no excuse. In the private sector, that dog won't hunt. Vinny Steele will make sure that your home sells, and all you got to do is call Vinny. Right now we're heading into spring, hopefully, in the next 2 months. It'll get here eventually. The next big day is Groundhog's Day, right? That's the next thing we have to look forward to. But Vinny's going to sell your home, and he'll sit down and talk with you about pricing, about staging, about the current state of your home, whether it needs repairs or not. But once you agree on asking price and time frame, you sign the contract, your home then is sold. It's guaranteed to sell. And Vinny can do that because of the 13,000 names in his database of people that are looking for homes right now. So I would start early for the spring market if you want. I would call Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And Vinny will check or one of his agents will come out and help you. That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's slaughter on a mass scale in Iran, and as far as we can tell, it shows no signs of slowing down. Iran's judiciary chief is now suggesting fast trials and the speedy execution of those who have been arrested for defying the ruling theocracy.
This comes despite warnings from President Trump. The Human Rights Activist News Agency says more than 2,500 people have died from a bloody crackdown. Mr. Trump has warned Iran of possible U.S. military action over the killings. Iran is preparing for the mass funeral of 100 security force members killed in the demonstrations.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says Elon Musk's Starlink is offering free access in Iran, helping people to get around the government's internet blackout. The top diplomats of Denmark and Greenland slated to meet today with Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio at the White House.
Naja Nathanielsen, Greenland's Minister for Business and Mineral Resources, urged the Trump administration to listen to the people there.
We have no intention of becoming American. It is not something we have aimed for, worked for, but we have worked towards more collaboration with Americans for many, many years. We are an American ally.
Nathanielsen says Greenlanders are not sleeping. Children are afraid. President Trump has pushed the issue and is considering a range of options, including military force, to acquire Greenland.
For others, this might be a piece of land, but for us, it's home.
Greenland is a semi-autonomous Danish territory. I'm Ed Donahue.
February 1st, President Trump's deadline for cutting federal funding to sanctuary jurisdictions. And Saks Global, the owner of upscale retailer Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 166 points. The NASDAQ futures off 154. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-723-2233. 800-723-2233. 800-723-2233.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there's a new wreck on the outer loop before Bel Air Road. From what we can see right now, it looks like it may be in the left-hand lane. So already a little bit of a backup there coming over from I-95 and working your way towards Bel Air Road on the outer loop. So we'll keep an eye on that. Right now, we're looking at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and now the delays are beginning around the Erdman Avenue ramp for the traffic coming through that area on 895. Southbound 95, still a little busy right here at the Eastern Avenue ramp and the brake lights are beginning there. So again, right now we're about 7 to 10 minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, but the lanes are open for the present time moving south at both the tunnels. Eastbound Route 32, you'll find an accident there after the intersection at Route 108 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Next weathermakers moving in today with a chance for some scattered rain showers, otherwise still mild with temperatures in the low 50s. Tonight, that rain will quickly change over to a quick burst of a little bit of snow as lows fall back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 41 degrees in Parkville and 41 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Attorney General Anthony Brown has laid out his legislative priorities for this year's General Assembly session. Brown says he's focused on enforcing state laws, advancing legislation that protects Marylanders, and holding those who violate the law accountable. He says Marylanders face growing threats as federal protections weaken and the state's budget tightens, but that cannot be allowed to further jeopardize the lives and livelihoods of residents. The Baltimore City Council's Public Safety Committee held a hearing Tuesday on the use of AI weapons detection systems in schools. 27 public schools use the Evolve system, and school leaders say around 30% of the 14,000 morning entries set off alerts, but the items are usually laptops and drink containers. The committee is questioning the effectiveness of the system and the cost. Council members are planning to review the contract between Evolve and the school system as they continue to address concerns. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 459, the pick 4, 7631. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, keeping you warm all winter long. Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin have parted company. The 19-year coach has stepped down from the Steelers. I don't know if you've seen the memes or not with Tomlin in a Ravens gear and Harbaugh in Steelers gear. Could it happen? It could, but probably not. Meanwhile, here in Baltimore, press conference yesterday with the owner, Steve Bisciotti, and Eric DaCosta, the GM. Bisciotti says it wasn't the players that made the decision to fire Harbaugh either.
I don't think that the players had really a large part of my decision. My partners here probably had, you know, that's an 80-20 thing. And I don't think I'd be a very good leader if I didn't ask the heads of the top players in my organization that have been here the longest.
Yeah, and apparently this has been ongoing. And short of the Super Bowl, it probably would not have saved Harbaugh's job, according to the owner. Ravens are hoping to renegotiate and revise Lamar Jackson's contract. Right now, he's got 2 years remaining at a $74.5 million hit per season, and they're trying to lessen that impact. The Ravens will interview the Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores for the job of head coach. Meanwhile, the Caps with an overtime win last night against the Canadiens on the home ice with a 3-2 win. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? being Maryland's oldest and best. They're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
1 hour from now, Ed Hale Sr. will join us to talk about his contract with Marylanders, which was announced yesterday in Annapolis. And there was a greeting between him and Governor Moore. We'll find out what was said. I think I heard you're shorter than I thought, but I'll ask Ed if that's the case or not. All right, coming up in this hour, more Somali fraud has been uncovered. A whistleblower accusing the state and Governor Moore of covering up the SNAP benefits, you know, the error rate. And so the latest on that. Plus, it was just a horrible day yesterday at the Supreme Court. If you are a leftist, if you practice leftist ideology, or if you are a trans athlete, it's hard to read the tea leaves, but there were many of them yesterday at the Supreme Court. Once again, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who could not give us the definition of a woman. Do you remember that? In her confirmation hearings? I think it was Marsha Blackburn that asked the question. She could not define what a woman is. Right then and there, you knew, oh, this is bad. This is really, really bad. And the fact of the matter is, she proved it once again. It's just every time there are oral arguments, I am blown away. And I want to be kind here and just say there's a lack of intelligence horsepower. Is that a nice way of saying it? Maybe. There's just not enough horsepower upstairs for her. And she's a Supreme Court justice. She regurgitated a word salad yesterday. The person arguing for the states of Iowa and West Virginia, they had to kind of cut her off and say, no, you're wrong. Sorry, well, Your Honor. And then Gorsuch came to her rescue. Why he did that, I don't know. But anyway, Justice Alito was right on it yesterday. I'm going to read to you the Title IX of the Education Amendment of 1972. Here's what it says. Quote, no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. So there it is. On the basis of sex. What is sex? It is your DNA. XX, double X, XY for the male. That's how you determine it. But yesterday, the ACLU attorney had trouble defining it for Justice Alito.
Is it not necessary for there to be, for equal protection purposes, if that is challenged under the Equal Protection Clause, an understanding of what it means to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what is that definition? For equal protection purposes, what does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
Sorry, I misunderstood your question. I think that the underlying enactment, whatever it was, the policy, the law, we'd have to have an understanding of how the state or the government was just understanding that term to figure out whether or not someone was excluded. We do not have a definition for the court. And we don't take issue with we're not disputing the definition here. What we're saying is that the way it applies in practice is to exclude birth sex males categorically from women's teams, and that there's a subset of those birth sex males where it doesn't make sense to do so according to the state's own interest.
Well, how can a court determine whether there's discrimination on the basis of sex without knowing what sex means for equal protection purposes?
I think here we just know we basically know that that they've identified pursuant to their own statute.
Oh my God. Why are we even here? Why is this even before the Supreme Court? This is lunacy. It's idiocy. You can't define what a woman is. You can't define what a man is. You can't define what sex is, but you believe you're being discriminated. All of the above. I mean, I think Justice Alito just ripped it apart yesterday. He's going to share a hypothetical coming up in just a second. This is just absurd. The left in this country has gone from the sublime to the ridiculous. 713 traffic weather on the threes now with the update. the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looking for an accident here northbound on 95 in the area right before we get to Camden Yards downtown. Not much of a backup here, looking at the camera at DeSoto Road and coming up from the Caton Avenue area, eventually up now to the ramp at 295. Okay, there, see, it's on the right shoulder, northbound, right before the ramp at 295, the ramp that would take you to Russell Street coming into downtown. So they're slowing right there. All the lanes are open just in case you might want to hang out in the center lane and the left-hand lane. The backup should grow back a little bit there, back towards the bridge at DeSoto Road. 15, maybe 20-minute delays now. Heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. We looked again at the wreck on the outer loop near Bel Air Road. It's now clear to the right shoulder, and the backup was easing coming over from I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild today with lows, actually temperatures in the low 50s. Rain then moves in. And then tonight, that rain changes over as snow as temperatures fall into the 20s. There's no accumulation expected. Mostly cloudy, 42 in Stevensville, 41 in the city. And it is time once again for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump yesterday, he was in Dearbornistan at a Ford factory. We'll get to that here in just a second. But Trump, in a Truth Social post, told Iranian patriots to keep protesting, take over your institutions, and warned regime enforcers to remember that they will pay a big price. He announced the immediate cancellation of all meetings with Iranian officials until the killing stopped and promised protesters that help is on its way. Gee, where have I heard that before? In fact, I just heard it last hour, didn't I? Yes, it was. And Hale Sr., the president, are they consulting? Are they talking to one another? I don't know, maybe. But here was what President Trump said. And by the way, it's really disturbing. Now, again, I don't know for a fact because it's hard to confirm these numbers. There's one report out because the internet's been cut off in Iran. But the picture's coming out, and you never know with these things. They could be staged. You got to be careful. But there's one report that up to 12,000 have been massacred by the murder mullahs of Iran and Iranian security forces. Iran's largest killing in modern history. They're killing their own people in Iran. Here's President Trump.
And by the way, to all Iranian patriots, keep protesting, take over your institutions if possible, and save the name of the killers and the abusers that are abusing you. You're being very badly abused. If the numbers are right, now I hear five different sets of numbers. I hear numbers. Look, one death is too much, but I hear much lower numbers, and then I hear much higher numbers. But I say save their names because they'll pay a very big price. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops.
Yeah, and you know, Iran desperately, I think, wanted to try to negotiate their way out of this. Look, this is a revolution that is going on in Iran, and we should do everything short of boots on the ground to help them. No American forces need to go there. There's no reason why any Americans need to fight there. But we should. We certainly, I mean, they are thirsting for freedom, and we should do everything as the beacon of freedom in the world to help them without putting boots on the ground, obviously. Great economic news yesterday. Inflation numbers came in, and looks like they're holding in check.
The inflation numbers just came out, and we have very low inflation, so that would give Tulane Powell the chance to give us a nice, beautiful, big rate cut, which would be great for the country, but rates are falling also, and growth is going up. We have tremendous growth numbers.
Yeah, so inflation holding steady. GDP is way up. Probably would have been higher than 5 in the last quarter if it weren't for the Democrat-fueled shutdown. And so we might see 5 at some point this year. And so, again, unemployment remains, which you have a lot of federal workers have been laid off and now transitioning into private sector. So it might be a little bit of a lag there, but unemployment remains pretty standard, 4.4%. I think under 5 is good. It's a good number. Any inflation number under 3, I think, is good. You like it around 2 perfectly, but so things are good. And the president yesterday was at the Ford F-150 plant, best-selling truck in America, and has been for like 50 years. And a couple of hecklers were shouting disgusting, obscene things at Trump, and apparently he flipped him the bird. And there's video of this. here's what he said about, he actually said USMCA, that's United States, Mexico, Canada agreement that replaced NAFTA. He said, it means nothing to me. And I really think it was a vehicle to get rid of NAFTA, which was a job sucking machine out of the country. But now, of course, he realizes we don't need Mexico or Canada to make cars. We can do it right here in the good old U.S. of A.
We don't need cars made in Canada. We don't need cars made in Mexico. We want to make them here.
Yeah. That's the key here. We have these foreign, like BMW now is here, Toyota's here, Honda is here. So a lot of these, Nissan is here. They have a lot of foreign car manufacturers that are here in the United States. But, you know, there are some markets that are still closed to American vehicles, like China. Japan's not known for its warmth to American vehicles, so they have 100% tariffs on their exports here in the United States. So that's the reason why. And of course, the Fed chair, too late Powell, he was in the crosshairs yesterday as well, as President Trump criticized him.
He's done a bad job. We should have lower rates. Jamie Dimon probably wants higher rates. Maybe he makes more money that way.
Yeah, I'm sure he does, you know, for these credit card companies and for some of these loan outfits. I mean, look, I'm not a fan. Look, I don't think we should have price controls, but there's one thing to have price controls. It's another for interest rates. Interest rates are, they can decide whatever they want, you know. So, but that's on you, the consumer. You have to decide whether or not you are going to take out that credit card, and you have to read the fine print and see whether it's 12%, 20%, or 30%. Because be forewarned, caveat emptor, as they say. That was it yesterday, day 360 of the new golden age,
and we are just getting started.
All right, many homeowners call my good buddy Mark McVeary. He's a fellow DeMatha grad and alumni, and thinking that that they're the only ones who feel this way. They're retired, they're living on a fixed income, and the mortgage payment is still there. It's like that gorilla in the room, okay? It's like that monster in the closet, right? Payment might be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. So Mark has spent more than 30 years helping homeowners. The first thing that Mark does is he listens to why you called, and as he understands your full story and concerns before he'll make any recommendations. So he wants to hear your story, wants to know what's going on. You know, it's like a doctor that wants to hear, you know, what symptoms that you are experiencing. You know, and sometimes a reverse mortgage is appropriate. It might be the right vehicle for you. Sometimes it's not. Mark is going to tell you honestly what he thinks makes sense and help point you in the right direction if it doesn't. So if housing costs are starting to feel tight and you want to understand your options, call my good friend Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. That number again, 410-788-7070. And Mark will help you either way.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number. 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
723, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, outer loop at Connecticut Avenue. It was in the two right-hand lanes as of 10 minutes ago, and the backup is way back now between New Hampshire Avenue and the ramps at I-95, and now we see 95 is starting to back up at the bridge at Cherry Hill Road. So you're going to have a problem as you're going south on 95 and then on to the outer loop and eventually around to the Mormon Temple. That's a big delay, and I'm looking at the camera right at 29, and it's just barely moving right now with the traffic through there. The Intercounty Connector could be a possible detour route to get away from that. They're still working on the wreck. It's on the shoulder in Howard County on Route 32 eastbound after the intersection at 108. A couple of vehicles involved in a minor wreck before Camden Yards, 95 northbound, just before 395 and off to the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mild today, low 50s, rain moves in later on. That rain will change over to snow, burst of snow as temperatures begin to fall into the 20s. No accumulation is expected overnight, but it is going to remain very, very cold overnight into tomorrow. Right now, mostly cloudy, 43 in Glen Burnie, and it's 43 in Pasadena. 725, and you're on Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We're talking about the Supreme Court, and I just can't believe this, we're actually discussing and debating this in modern society, that men who are born men, who have the anatomy and the DNA makeup of men with an XY chromosome, are trying to pass themselves off as women to compete in women's sports because they've obviously washed out as men, now they want to dominate the women's. And it poses a physical threat, physical safety, and I think it is an absolute abrogation of one's privacy. You know, where's the left? They used to argue all the time that abortion was under the rights of privacy. Now, there is no right of privacy in the Constitution, but, so where are they on this? I mean, it's amazing. They'll argue in favor of right of privacy to kill a baby, but to protect women in locker rooms and bathrooms and restrooms and whatever, and in sports, the right of privacy flies right out the window. This is how demonic and how disturbed this party is. And there are very few people you can actually have a conversation about this with. Anyway, I wanted to hear Justice Alito posed a brilliant hypothetical question, I believe, that destroyed both a woke attorney arguing for boys and girls sports and just the wicked, vicious lie of gender identity yesterday during oral arguments.
School that has a boys, let's say, track team and a girls track team. The school has that. And a student who has the genes and the reproductive system of a male and had those at birth and has never taken puberty blockers, never taken female hormones, never had any gender-altering or affirming surgery, says, nevertheless, I am a woman. That's who I am. Can the school say, no, you cannot participate on the girls' team?
So you're just a birth sex male who has all the advantages
right.
of birth
exactly.
sex male
yes.
hormones,
yes.
and can the school bar him
yes.
from the women's team?
Yes.
Yes, they can.
But that person, is that person not a woman in your understanding? If the person says, I sincerely believe I am a woman, I am in fact a woman.
I think
is that person not a woman?
I would respect their self-identity in addressing the person, but in terms of the statute, I think the question is, does that person have a sex-based biological advantage that's going to make it unfair for that person to be part of the women's team? And that's the rationale for the regulation, and so that's the that's the way we would be testing that hypothetical.
Well, the reason I'm asking has to do with discrimination on the basis of transgender status. So what you seem to be saying is, yes, it is permissible for the school to discriminate on the basis of transgender status, because if this person is a trans woman, a trans girl, and is barred from the team, from the girls' team, then that person is being subjected to differential treatment based on transgender status, right?
Well, that would be, then the question would be whether it was the scrutiny would be satisfied. So from our perspective, that would be a transgender classification.
Game over. I mean, really, game over. So the ACLU attorney falls into Alito's trap. She answers yes. Then the justice piggybacks off his first question and exposes the lie of gender identity. He asks how a person could not be considered a woman if they identify as such. And the ACLU attorney's logic is, well, the school's discriminating against the boy. And replies by saying she would respect the boy's female pronouns, but still maintained he could participate. So that kind of closes it out, folks, doesn't it? This is the ACLU attorney sat there and undermined her own argument and contradicted herself. I mean, if you're a justice sitting on the Supreme Court, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be, I think, a 6-3 decision. But the three stooges, on the Supreme Court, the biggest stooge is Ketanji Brown Jackson. Then you've got Kagan and Sotomayor. So I've got to tell you, just a really bad day for leftists. Yesterday, great day for girls and women, but wait and see how the Supreme Court rules this come June. 7:30 coming up next. We'll take a look at a whistleblower accusing the state and the governor of a cover-up over the SNAP benefit error rate. Right now, we've got some headlines for you. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A former worker at the Aberdeen UPS facility has been convicted of stealing jewelry from packages during his shift. Prosecutors say Kazan Derevin had been stealing high-end jewelry that was heading to area jewelry stores over a span of 6 months, starting in December of 2024. According to police, those items included a $69,000 custom diamond engagement ring that was being sent to a jeweler for repair. ABC 2 News reports that the thefts resulted in a total loss of $174,000. Howard County is getting ready to host its restaurant and craft beverage weeks beginning Monday and continuing through February 1st. Participating locations will be offering special menus. County Executive Calvin Ball says the local restaurants are more than just places to eat. They create jobs, support the local economy, and bring people together. A complete list of participating businesses can be found at visithowardcounty.com. The 2026 Maryland General Assembly session begins at noon today in Annapolis. Lawmakers will be facing a challenging session with issues that include a $1.4 billion budget deficit, education funding, economic growth, rising health care and energy costs, immigration, housing, and public safety. Senate President Bill Ferguson and newly elected House Speaker Jocelyn Peña-Melnick both say they do not expect any tax increases. During a pre-session press conference, Republican lawmakers said they plan to focus on affordability and accountability. Governor Wes Moore will submit his fiscal 2027 budget proposal next week. And Baltimore County immigrant advocates rallied in support of two measures that will protect the immigrant community. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have delays in Harford County. It's a construction-related delay. The contractor here likes to work during the rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker. So there's a little more than a half-mile backup right now on the northbound side. If you're coming into the city from the southwest side, right around DeSoto Road, Caton Avenue, the brake line's there. The accident is northbound right before 395. It's crowding the right lane just a bit up around the ramp at 295. That's the reason for the backup. There is room to get by. We've had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway, outer loop at Connecticut Avenue. They were in the process of getting the vehicles off the roadway. Delays on the Capitol Beltway are all the way back into the interchange at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Next weather makers moving in today with a chance for some scattered rain showers, otherwise still mild with temperatures in the low 50s. Tonight, that rain will quickly change over to a quick burst of a little bit of snow as lows fall back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey. Stein on Sports brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management Systems. Another coach bites the dust. Steelers longtime coach, 19 seasons, Mike Tomlin has stepped down from that organization. I don't know whether it was a firing or whether it was mutual or whether it was a resignation, but chalk it up. I think, what does that make, number nine now so far this year as the coaching carousel continues. As far as the Ravens coaching situation, yesterday a press conference, of course, at the Ravens complex, owner Steve Bisciotti with GM Eric DaCosta discussing why they fired Coach Harbaugh, giving us an update on the next head coach for the Ravens. Bisciotti said that Lamar, it has been written and rumored that he had a problem with Coach Harbaugh, but Bisciotti threw water on that idea.
Yeah, I talked to a bunch of the veterans, it's funny. As you all know, you've gotten to know Lamar about as well as I have. And Lamar is really, really a non-confrontational person. And when I spoke to him Monday night, he said to me, "Everybody's saying I got a problem with Monken. I don't really have a problem with Monken. I don't know where that comes from." And he said, "And then I hear I've got a problem with Harbs, and I don't have a problem with Harbs. I don't know where that comes from."
The owner went on to say he would like to see a revised contract for Lamar Jackson, who's going to cost the team $74.5 million per season over the next 2 years. Ravens continue their search for the next head coach. They'll interview Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores for the job. He was previously the coach of the Dolphins. Caps come back, secure a comeback victory last night in OT. They had a two-goal deficit going into the third period, but they beat the Canadiens 3-2 in OT, thanks to Connor McMichael's winner in the last minute. Logan Thompson stopped 24 of 26 shots. Wizards on the hardwood continue their West Coast swing. They'll face off with the LA Clippers for the first time this season tonight at Inglewood. Let's look at Stein on sports.
Retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Maryland General Insane Asylum convenes today at noon. Grab your pocketbooks, your wallets, everything you can. Try to nail them down because we're going to get hit, folks. You know that. It's just a matter. It's not if, it's when and how much. All right, that's they can say no taxes in any capacity, no fee increases, and we've already had bills with excise taxes on ammunition and so on and so forth. We'll get you caught up to date on that. But a former senior official at the Maryland Department of Human Services is questioning the credibility of the investigation into Governor Wes Moore says occurred regarding the whistleblower's recent allegations about the state's food stamp programs, or SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And the way the senior officials came out, or the whistleblower said that senior officials there at the agency hatched a scheme to maintain a high payment error rate on the food stamp program. There's a loophole, the One Big Beautiful Bill, that says if you have a high error rate, you get additional time to cure the problem. So this would save the state $240 million. Now, I applaud them wanting to save the state money, but you don't do it with lack of transparency and scheming to defraud the government by doing so. And that's exactly what these whistleblowers, several of them, one of them at least, has been terminated. And one of them sat down with Spotlight on Maryland at Fox 45's Brooke Conrad and talked about, her experience. And Governor Moore has denied the allegations. He says it didn't happen. And he's going to show the people of Maryland proof. Well, now we're what? We heard about this on Monday. So it's day three. Day three, no proof has been offered by the governor as to how this did not happen. In fact, the governor's office never reached out to people making the allegations about this. Don't you think you'd want to meet with the whistleblowers to find out what they know? And then you could meet with the other side and see who's telling the truth? But according to this whistleblower and another former employee, Governor Moore's not interested in hearing their side of the story. But Fox 45 was.
Well, the whistleblower said they heard the senior official at DHS discuss the plan 10 or 11 times. They said these discussions started in late summer, and they didn't know if the alleged scheme moved forward after they were terminated in November. The termination came a month after they announced to one of their superiors that they were going to make a disclosure to the Office of Inspector General about several alleged problems inside DHS. When I asked about this alleged whistleblower retaliation, DHS said it is legally restricted from commenting on personal matters. Regarding the governor's comments that there was an investigation, the whistleblower is describing that as a cover-up, and we'll have more on that later this week.
That's Brooke Conrad of Fox 45, and the whistleblowers are basically saying the governor's office knew, the DHS senior officials knew, the governor's office have known, and none of them have been contacted, and one has been terminated. And that sounds to me, that's not transparency. That's an attempt to hide from the taxpayers of Maryland what this agency was up to.
So Governor Wes Moore told Fox 45 a few days ago that these allegations you're making are not true. And I was wondering what your reaction is to that.
I will say it was no small amount of disheartened sadness that the governor's claim that a credible investigation occurred is both disingenuous and unbelievable. His office, going back to mid-November, had specific and detailed information about what whistleblowers, myself and others, have put forward related to the SNAP scheme. And by specific, I mean people were named, there was a timeline, there were details, and I sent, on behalf of myself and other whistleblowers, on both November 15th, 2025, and November 22nd, 2025, an email with that detail to his chief of staff, Lester Davis. Not once at any time did anybody in the governor's office reach out to me or to anybody else.
Yeah, for 2 months. 2 months they've known. They've taken no action. They've not interviewed anybody. And they haven't told the Maryland taxpayers what's going on in their administration and their agency. And the whistleblower said she has a message for Governor Moore.
So if Governor Wes Moore was here right now, what would you like to say to him?
I would like to say to him that you have published or advocated for a set of 13 values. We call them across state government the Moore Miller values. And one of them is act with integrity. And I would ask that you act with integrity, or you don't sacrifice the Marylanders because of your loyalty to Rafael Lopez. that the Marylanders deserve accountability, transparency, and integrity. And that's all I would ask of him.
Yeah, well, that's not happening. The governor would certainly have you believe that he's being transparent. But this is Governor, remember, IDGAF. So we're seeing that. We're seeing that in real time play out in the real world here in Maryland. He really doesn't give a fudge. This is all about political ambition, naked political ambition. Sorry to use the word naked in introducing Chuck, but sometimes these things happen. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, 410-922-6680.
I have shoes on.
1-800-680. Shoes and shorts. It's a good look for you.
It's very nice. Just from there up, it's a killer.
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
Brought to you as a service on the Baltimore Blast, the morning backup now, southbound I-97 at Route 32. It's right there. It goes down to the bridge at 178. And now we're going to be fighting a little bit of sunshine for the traffic through there down towards the ramp at Route 50. But all the lanes are open. That's the normal delay. Everybody from the Bay Bridge towards the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97, all of that is in good stead. There's been a new wreck in Montgomery County, southbound 270 at Route 8. Coming into there, they just cleared that to the shoulder. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway was the outer loop at Connecticut Avenue, mostly off the roadway now, but the damage has been done. We're backed up all the way back towards I-95, and then 95 was slow at Cherry Hill Road. Coming into the city from the southwest side, there's an accident before Camden Yards, right side of I-95, northbound near the ramp that would take you on to Russell Street. The next home game for the Baltimore Blast is this Sunday, January 18th at noon against Utica City at Towson University, and always a great time for the entire family. Tickets are available at BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a mild day today. Last one for a while. It'll be up in the low 50s today. Rain moving in later on tonight. That rain will change over to a quick burst of snow due to the plummeting temperatures down to the 20s. No accumulation is expected, but it's going to be cold for the next couple of days as a result. Right now, cloudy 44 in Millersville. It's 40 in Bel Air. We do not have a contestant here this morning, so it's going to be the panel will try to do their very best.
Looks like we're playing with ourselves today.
Now she did it. She did it. Not
like
me.
That one too.
She did it.
Double X.
Well, now I'm all sweaty again.
Did you have a cold shower yet?
No.
You ought to try.
I poured some water
it.
On myself though.
Well, they usually just bring a hose and just hose them down a little bit. Story one.
Car wash.
A staffer for New York City's city council was recently detained by ICE because he overstayed his visa and now has been accused of assault. And Mayor Zohran Mamdani is spitting mad about this. He's outraged that anybody that would overstay their visa on his city council would be detained. Story two, Chick-fil-A in Minnesota is offering free coffee and hot chocolate for ICE agents, all federal officers, and first responders. That has drawn the ire of many Minnesota Democrats that are boycotting Chick-fil-A now in the Twin Cities. And story three, Elon Musk already has a son fall victim to what he calls the woke mind virus of transgender ideas. He doesn't plan on risking it with another. The famous wealthy businessman runs Tesla and SpaceX. Wants full custody of his child's mother, Ashley St. Clair, a former conservative influencer, is now backing the gender transition of his other son. All right, story one. Mamdani outraged after a council staffer detained by ICE. Story two, Chick-fil-A in Minneapolis offering free hot beverages for ICE agents and other officers. Or story three, Elon Musk wants full custody because his alleged birth mother of his child wants another gender transition. All right, what do you think, Maggie?
You always look at me when I look baffled. Okay, this is tough. This is very, very tough. Amen, Chick-fil-A. I say that's true. We would have heard more about it. That's all I can say about Eli. I say that's the fake one. And the number one, Miss Rachel could always go and sing songs with them and make it feel better. So,
Maggie votes for story number three. Chuck?
I'm going to go with Chick-fil-A.
And Chuck goes with Chick-fil-A. That's sort of a natural pair. Nice. Double X?
I'm going to go with number two as well, only because it's in Minneapolis, and I think Chick-fil-A would be worried about the backlash.
Yeah, like they're firebombs,
right.
To say the least.
I get to say I'm
sandwiches.
Story one, Mom Dami outrage after a New York council staffer detained by ICE. Yeah, that did happen. That is a true story. Story number two, the Chick-fil-A offering free beverages for ICE agents in Minneapolis. That is our fake news story of the
Why?
Day.
Why? Two? Yeah. I sucked 2 days in a row.
Yeah. Flag it.
Flag that, too.
No!
Boy, it's just been one right after the other here this morning. It's just...
And it's not even me, so I'm not getting...
I know. You're good. Just sitting back
it's
enjoying everything.
It's the vibe you give, Chuck.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
It's something.
You're rubbing off on us.
You need extra batteries for that?
Bam! Mark that.
That's right. It has been marked. Duly noted. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 7:49. It's 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're talking about look at the snap error rate. And you have to give them credit. Secretary Lopez did come in and reduce it. It went from 60%, which was second worst in the country. The error rate, that means... the SNAP food stamp payments went or benefits went to the wrong people, or they some went to dead people, or went to duplicate households, whatever the case. The 60%, they got that all the way. I'm sorry, it was 36%. That's right, it was 36%, number two in the country, and they went from 36 down to 14%, which is good, better, but still in the top five. So. It's one of the worst in the country. So we're on the hook for $240 million. And we're already in a budget fiscal crisis. So you could see why maybe some in the Moore administration would want to scheme or play fast and loose with the truth and delay and manipulate the error rate so they didn't have to pay the penalty. So we'll wait and see. Day three now. The governor has not shown us, nor Lester Davis, nor David Turner, his comms director, or all of the above. Nobody has shown us why they think the whistleblowers are wrong and what they did about this whole thing. But you want to think we'll get it maybe before the election? Or will we? No, probably not. 7:50, 10 before the hour. Coming up next, more Somali fraud, and it's a doozy. Wait to hear this one on Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. It's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:52 coming up at the top of the hour. Ed Hale Sr. going to join us. Contract with Marylanders, which was unveiled yesterday. We'll talk with Ed about his contract. Also still to come, the Bills to watch in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, which it gavels in today at noon. And where do you hear the unhinged rantings of a Salisbury city councilwoman? She's a Democrat. You wonder about what's going on. This mass formation psychosis is what might be going on. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Southwest side of the Beltway running okay right now. BW Parkway, Camp Meade Road, 648 down towards I-97. No problems there. Everybody else is with the normal delay. Outer Loop, Bel Air Road, all the way into Towson. The inner loop through Pikesville, through Green Spring, the JFX. And pretty much all the normal heavy stuff is there. And it's 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. The inner loop is now slowing. And again, it's picking up the Pikesville back up through 795 up to Reisterstown Road. And then over to the JFX. JFX this morning is clear. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Just checked on both the Harbor Tunnels. All the lanes are open. We're running with about a 10 to maybe 15-minute delay on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Yeah, a mild start to the day. Low 50s for the high. Rain will eventually move in. And, of course, tonight rain will change over to snow. We'll get falling temperatures into the 20s. No accumulation is expected for that. So it's just going to be cold here for the next couple of days. So hang in there for that. And right now we're looking at clear skies and a few clouds here and there. Ocean City's got 42, cloudy and 43 in Severn. Nick Shirley, the main, his name might not be a household name, but he's the independent journalist whose viral video exposed the massive, and I do mean massive, fraud among the Somali community in Minnesota, which he's now revealing another layer of fraud. By the way, President Trump and Secretary Noem yesterday ended the temporary protected status of the Somali refugees in the United States. So once the TPS is removed, it'll be much quicker to deport many of these Somali refugees. Not all, but a significant number, I would say a majority, that have been gaming the system, defrauding the country, who took them in at a time when they were facing, I don't know, political persecution, maybe religious persecution in that part of Somalia, which is, believe me, it is a third world hellhole. And it is a time, that's how you show your gratitude for this country, by ripping us off. Anyway, Nick Shirley's assistant, David Hoke, explaining the next level of fraud that they have detected.
When a Somali goes to the doctor, magically, they forgot how to speak English, so they need an interpreter there. So the county brings in an interpreter at $100 an hour, minimum 8 hours, to interpret what the doctor is telling the patient.
So that's another layer of fraud that nobody's even talked about or revealed.
And it's millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars all on its own. Interpreter services.
Yeah, 'cause what percentage do you think of these people, especially if they were born here in the United States, they speak English, right?
Like, of course they do.
They should not be saying no English.
And then remember, the interpreter has to get to the doctor's office or the hospital. How are they getting there? The transportation company, and then they got to get back home. And that patient had to get to the doctor's office. How? Transportation. Kids got to get to school. How? Transportation. That's why I said the transportation is the hub of, really, I think, all of this.
So basically what we're talking about between all these fraudulent businesses, the daycare, the autism centers, the adult daycare, the home services, and then the transportation, and then on top of that you have it looped in with them going eventually to the doctors for translators to be paid by the state.
That's exactly what's happening, yes.
Yeah, what we do, and that's just, think about that. $100 an hour, that's $800 every time an interpreter, and you multiply that by hundreds, if not thousands, in Minneapolis. They are robbing us blind. In his original 42-minute video, he and David Hoke went to allegedly fraudulent Somali-run daycare centers, and that video now has got over 140 million views. The federal government froze some funds going to the state. Investigations now have been launched by the U.S. Justice Department. And I think that you got to follow this all the way to the end. I don't care where it ends. Democrat, Republican, you have got to send the message that we will not be defrauded like this. And people need to go to jail. I mean, prominent people. If it's the governor, if it's Tampon Tim, so be it. If it's Jacob Fry, who admitted over the weekend on Meet the Press, that, quote, the fraud, it's real. We've all got to acknowledge it. The fraud is very real. And by the way, when somebody commits fraud, and there are many that have done that, you investigate it, you charge, you prosecute, and yeah, you put the person in jail as an individual. So whether it's Walls or Ellison, and Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, is out there saying there's tape. There's videotape of Keith Ellison, you know, basically accepting political contributions on the donations and looking the other way on this fraud. So you got Tampon Tim, who actually had to resign for re-election. And I understand he may be out soon completely from the governor's mansion in Minnesota. So you got Walls, you got Ellison, and then you got Ilhan Omar. And as I said yesterday, I don't know why she is still A, in Congress, B, in the country. She should be persona non grata and booted out of both. ASAP. So there you have it. Tim Kyle Electric, heating and cooling. It's time to check that heating out. It's going to get cold again tonight. So when that heat comes on, you want to make sure it comes on, it stays on, and it's working efficiently, not running up the electric meter to record highs and record bills. And we've seen that happen in so many cases. Now even the distribution rates are grabbing you. So you got to make sure your heat pump, your forced air heating system is working properly and efficiently. Call Tim, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. 9404 online, timcowellcompany.com. They'll come out, inspect, check, and fix whatever is not working. As they did with my system, they'll help you out as well. Stay tuned. Ed Hale Sr. coming up next on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. A troubling statement from Iran's chief jurist as anti-government protesters continue to die for the cause of freedom.
Iran's top judge has hinted at fast trials and executions for those detained in nationwide protests, even as activists say the death toll's risen to levels unseen in decades. Iran's judiciary chief made the comments about trials and executions in a video on Tuesday, despite a warning from President Donald Trump that he would take very strong action if executions take place.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. President Trump says the ruinous inflation unleashed during the Biden years is being brought to heel.
In the coming weeks, I will be laying out even more plans to help bring back affordability. And again, remember, that's a fake word by Democrats. Prices were too high. They caused the high price. They never want to talk about affordability. They always go, this is an election about affordability. You see, they caused it.
The president also says that anything less than having Greenland in the United States' hands is unacceptable to him. The puppies, and there were six of them, were at death's door when they were dropped at the firehouse in Gold Bar, Washington, thought to have overdosed on drugs, possibly fentanyl, Narcan, and oxygen quickly administered, and for one of the ailing pups, CPR.
One of our guys had seen it in a video on social media and knew how to do it, so he just gave him chest compressions while we waited for that Narcan to kick in to keep the dog breathing. It was probably the most critical one.
Sky Valley Fire Battalion Chief Brandon Vargas says the patients are out of danger now. They're recovering. As for the owners, well, looks like they have some explaining to do. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in the red. The Dow futures are down about 138 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck in Frederick County towards Newmarket. If you're coming east out of Frederick, it's eastbound I-70 at Route 75. The report about 10 minutes ago said the center lane was blocked, and we're seeing a backup there at the accident scene. We'll keep an eye on that. Lower end of the Beltway around the Curtis Creek Bridge, the lanes are open. Had a report the drawbridge may be going up or had gone up. Right now, there's no backup there between Ordnance Road and Quarantine Road. We'll come back and revisit that. JFX was still busy, but with the lanes open south from Ruxton Road into the Raps downtown, you'll have all your normal delays on the Beltway. We're still in the range of 10 to 15 minute backup southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Next weather makers moving in today with a chance for some scattered rain showers, otherwise still mild with temperatures in the low 50s. Tonight, that rain will quickly change over to a quick burst of a little bit of snow as lows fall back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
43 degrees in Edgemere, 40 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Businessman Ed Hale, who's running for governor, has unveiled his contract with Marylanders. Speaking in Annapolis Tuesday, the former Democrat who is running as a Republican said his priorities are public safety, fiscal responsibility, infrastructure, and education. One of his proposals for the state is ending the vehicle emissions inspection program because modern cars already meet stricter federal standards and the program is just a money grab. He also says infrastructure and rebuilding the Key Bridge are top priorities, and instead of raising taxes, he would rely on spending cuts, reducing the size of state government, and more oversight of state's finances. Fallen Baltimore County Police Detective Paul Hoke has been laid to rest at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. Detective Hoke died after suffering a medical emergency while working an overtime shift on New Year's Eve. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 459. The pick 4, 7631. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered.
Kabam!
That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, keeping you warm all winter long. Mike Tomlin stepping down as the coach of the Steelers. The owner, Art Rooney II, said Tomlin informed him of his decision in a meeting on Tuesday. He had coached the Steelers for 19 years, winning Super Bowl 48 in just his second season. Here at home, Steve Bisciotti and GM Eric DaCosta addressed the press yesterday on the decision to fire Coach John Harbaugh, the former head coach of the Ravens, and Bisciotti said the timing is never right.
You know, I made the decision, and it was a hard one. And as you all know in your life, timing is never right. You can't say that timing is perfect in anything. But I got to the point that I didn't believe that I would feel regret after I made that decision. And that's what instinct is.
Ravens are hoping to re-sign and revise the contract of star quarterback Lamar Jackson, who's costing the Ravens $74.5 million per season for the next 2 years. And they did interview Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores for the job on Tuesday. Coming up in 30 minutes, the hiring timeline for the Ravens' next head coach. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And welcome back. In this hour, we're going to be speaking with Ed Hale Sr. Yesterday, he offered the contract with Marylanders. And today, of course, the opening session of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Ed is on our Newsmaker Hotline this morning. Ed, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, Sean, nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Yesterday, before you had your press conference, I did spot a certain governor making his way across Laura's Mall there to shake hands with you. What did he say to you?
Happy New Year. It was a innocuous, nothing conversation, pretty much, like he is.
Did he actually say you're shorter than I thought?
No, I think he... Something like that.
I thought he's
a little bit more tall than me, but yeah. Anyway, he, yeah. You know, it was nothing controversial. He
okay.
came over. He's very nice. One thing that he did do, he got somebody on his staff to stick a construction truck behind the podium where I was speaking for the press conference.
Well, that was your New Year gift.
Oh yeah. You know, it was very nice. It was kind of petty, but I thought, you know, that's typical.
Yeah. It is. Well, let's talk a little bit about the contract with the Marylanders. In an interview with Fox 45 yesterday, you said that public safety is number one. So what does that look like when you say that? What part of public safety? What are you hoping to improve? What are you hoping to do to help protect Marylanders?
Well, I'd like to get the real facts and numbers to find out really what's happening, because you have all these juvenile nuisance crimes that are not so nuisance anymore, stealing your car and these types of things all over the place. Baltimore City, Baltimore County, PG, Montgomery County is happening. You got to stop it. So I think that the juveniles that are doing it should be incarcerated. Just lower the, not put them in the general population, but put them into, you know, the whatever we have. I think like the old Hickey School. My mother used to tell me, Eddie, if you don't do right, I'm going to put you in reform school. And that was a fear factor that really people worried about. And we need to do that. Here's the other thing, Sean. I think the police are grossly underpaid for what they do. They should get increases in their pay. We should do the best we can to retain the policemen that are there, not have them retire or go to different places for a little bit of money. We need to get the drop fixed so they can stick around, because they know where all the alleys are and who the bad people are. And we can't get rid of that knowledge that we have already in place.
The Baltimore police, you mentioned the police, we're about 500 officers short, to my knowledge. So do we need more officers on the BPD, and, you know, how are we going to pay for that?
Yeah, we definitely need more people. We need more officers there, for sure. Paying for it is going to be the big issue, but I believe that, you know, we have to find a way to get it done. I believe we have to make cuts in areas that, or to me, are very glaringly obvious, which I really don't want to talk about them, but I wouldn't waste any time when I'm in office. I would go in there and I would make the cuts necessary to free up some money to pay them more. That's a very important thing. And sneaking up on the, that has moved up the ranks in my list here, is the electric bills are getting crazy. I'm sure your friends and neighbors, your coworkers, are all telling you it's crazy. And this has got to happen, where, you know, we have to repower those plants that he closed down. And we definitely need to get into nuclear right now. We can't wait. We can't even wait until November to the election. We have to start it right now.
I had a Republican congressional candidate on last week, Chris Burnett in CD6. His plan for Western Maryland involves quantum computing and something called SMRs, small modular reactors. Is that something you'd be willing to look at?
Oh, yeah, I have. Now, I freely admit, and I say this in public, I was a terrible student at Sparrows Point High School and Essex Community College. But I have learned enough, and I've gone in and looked into how you build a nuclear plant, the time frame that it takes, the cost, the shelf life of that thing, and how, but here's the one thing I do know, how you can finance it and depreciate it. And it could be a good investment because I think it's going to be a big effect, have a big effect on cleanliness, safety, and also to the ratepayers. The ratepayers should get an immediate boost once it comes online. I mean, we have to do it now. And all we're getting is just, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And it's all empty talk because the guy is running for president and it doesn't fit the narrative of the Democrat Party.
More with Ed Hale Sr. coming up in just a moment. We're going to pause for a brief traffic and weather on the threes update. And once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at the JFX again at Ruxton Road down through the city county line. Today it's not bad, and we have the cloud cover helping out. So it's good. No incidents there. Beltway still continues with all the normal delays for the traffic on the outer loop in Parkville, the inner loop through Pikesville. That delay has actually gone back from time to time from Liberty Road up through Greenspring Avenue and then 795 working its way south all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road. We're still pretty consistent this morning. Have no major problems, but still in the area of 10 to 15 minute delays at both the Harbor Tunnels. If you're coming out of Frederick right now, the wreck was still there as of 10 minutes ago. It was in the center lane eastbound I-70 at Route 75 into the New Market area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast mild today. Temps in the low 50s. Rain moving in. Temperatures fall. There'll be a burst of snow, but no accumulation expected. Right now we're looking at 43 in Easton and at 42 downtown Baltimore. We're on our newsmaker hotline, Ed Hale Sr., Republican gubernatorial candidate. Filing deadline is just about a month or so away, so we're going to find out who the players are. You said something interesting, Ed, yesterday that I think a lot of people gloss over it, but you started with saying, I'm a businessman. And we were, until Trump came along, we were so, used to elected officials that would just tell us whatever we wanted to hear. We didn't have this blunt talk and people would just tell us exactly the way things should be or the way they are. Let me put it this way. What skills and what knowledge that you've acquired in your business career do you think are best suited for you to be the next governor?
Well, I am a businessman. I've started everything from scratch. My father was a lineman for the gas electric company, so I did it all from scratch. Building the businesses, I've hired tens of thousands of people. Donald Trump, whatever you want to say about him, he got 3,800 or 38,000, apartments from his father when he was 21. So he had a kickstart. Me, I didn't. I would go in there, and I am totally unafraid to go into look at the budget and go in there and make necessary cuts. For example, the 501c3s seem to be out of control. They're undocumented. They are not in compliance with the state laws here. The people that are getting the money, we don't know where the money is going. I think we have to look at that. I would definitely get rid of VEIP, V-E-I-P. Nobody has emission problems with their cars. It's a money grab, and that should stop. And there are three or four other glaring things that which I really won't talk about, Sean, but I think I would do, and I don't care what people think. The other thing I would do, the big thing would be, I don't want to have an inaugural party. I would want the day that I'm elected, I would go right down to the Key Bridge, stand at the base of the Key Bridge, and get the bureaucrats in that are responsible for this, the engineers, and the construction companies, and I'm going to ask them, why are you not doing it? And I can do that from the standpoint that all the stuff I built, I built, I paid for. I did it in Canton, my tower. I sold the land to people after our land for the shopping center there. It was a toxic waste dump. I've pretty much done it all when it comes to things like this, and I'd like to be able to do that with absolute no fear and with knowledge of having done it in the past.
The General Assembly opens today, and the biggest issue facing them, Ed, is the $1.4 billion budget deficit once again, like last year. And we've now learned that the state agency that is in charge of unemployment benefits overpaid $760 million that is uncollectible. And there may be a scheme at Department of Human Services where senior officials and whistleblowers have, in order to avoid a $240 million penalty, have allegedly are manipulating or delaying the SNAP error rate to the federal government. So that's about $1 billion worth. You talked about government bloat right there. Is this some of the stuff you're going to be targeting? Should there be forensic audits of all state agencies?
Yeah, I think maybe even having an internal auditor, an inspector general type person, like the one that got booted out of Baltimore County. You get somebody like that to be at the state level to watch over these things. People have to be held to account. Unfortunately, people have no shame. They don't care. And they take the money and they actually are ripping off the stockholders. I'm like I'm doing a
Here's the businessman in you.
The voters, they're ripping them off with impunity and there's no consequence to what their actions are. We have to make these people held. They have to be held to account. And I would do that, absolutely. No fear, and everybody knows that'll happen.
So, we're looking at the deadline coming up. I know that folks want more information. Where can they get more information about the contract with Marylanders, or if they want to volunteer or donate, where should they go, Ed?
Well, we have hailforgov.com. But we also have Kristen, which is, thank you very much, and I apologize for taking her away from your station. She's doing a good job. I told her last night she's getting immersed into my whole thing. She is a contact person here, and you know how great she was with you, and she's really doing a good job with me. And she's here.
Yeah, she's great.
The staff that's building.
Yeah, she's great, yeah. So we're
and
glad.
I really, by the way, I apologize for taking her.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. It's something that she wanted to do, and we're glad to accommodate. So I did notice that President Trump stole your slogan yesterday.
Okay.
He said he told the Iranian people, help is on the way.
Did he really?
He did.
I haven't talked to him for 20 years. I'm going to have a word.
Check it out. It's on his Truth Social page or post. Ed, thanks so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll also be talking again in the near future.
Yes, sir. Nice talking to you, Sean.
All right. That's Ed Hale Sr., Republican gubernatorial candidate for governor in a year that, governor's approval rating is down to 52%. 44% in the Gonzales poll think that the state is heading in the wrong direction, and people don't want taxes in any way, shape, or form. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what they do to us. And, starts today, ends April 13th. So over the next 90 days, we're going to find out what the answers are. It's 8:20, and you're listening to Casey and Company. And time now. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time for America 250 updates. America 250 is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. On this day, 1943, President Roosevelt, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill opened a 10-day World War II strategy conference in Casablanca, Morocco. 1954, Marilyn Monroe married baseball star Jolton Joe DiMaggio. The two would divorce less than a year later. 1963, George Wallace inaugurated as the governor of Alabama, promising his followers segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. And finally, on this day, 1 year ago, Special Counsel Jack Smith released the final report on his investigation of President Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Smith concluded Trump would have been convicted of trying to overturn the election if he hadn't won the 2024 election. Of course, Mr. Smith himself is now the target of an investigation. So what goes around comes around. And that's our update of America 250.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
823, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuss Johnson.
Well, it only took until about 8:15 to get the big wreck of the morning. Montgomery County, we never really have anything on the intercounty connector in Montgomery County, but it's there. Seven vehicles involved, straight road, dry road, seven vehicles involved, eastbound on the intercounty connector coming over into the area at Georgia Avenue. So that's a big problem there. The westbound side can see it, and they're slowing down. The interloop now crossing here at Route 40 West at exit 15 is beginning to slow. There's a report of a broken down vehicle on the interloop coming up to the bridge at I-70. It's in that area where some of the lanes are pretty narrow, and then we really don't have any lanes at all that are open except for the straight through lanes. The construction takes away the shoulder. So it's interloop at I-70, and unfortunately the camera at I-70 on the beltway is out, so we don't have a look at it, but we're looking at the backup though as you're coming up the beltway from Frederick Road and up through that area. The wreck on I-70 eastbound in Frederick County still there, affecting the right side at Route 75. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a mild to start the day, low 50s for the high, rain then moves in, temperatures begin to fall, burst of snow, no accumulation, we're in the 20s, so we got a 30 degree drop in store for you today. Right now, cloudy, 42 in Columbia, and it is 43 in Annapolis. You're listening to KC and Company.
Planning for the future is something we all say we'll get to someday, but someday has a funny way of sneaking up on us, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Amanda Young, and I'm the CEO of Wesley Secure Care. We are a Maryland nonprofit organization that helps people who want to stay in the home they love while still planning for whatever care they might need down the road. It's called Continuing Care at Home, and honestly, it's one of the smartest ways to age, with independence, security, and peace of mind. Here's how it works. You join while you're still active and healthy, and in return, you get the promise of lifetime care right in your own home. That means if you ever need help, whether it's a little support after surgery or full-time care, we've got you covered. No last-minute scrambling, no wondering who to call, and no sky-high bills for long-term care. And it's not just about care. Our members have access to a personal care coordinator who helps with everything from finding the right plumber to managing care services and transitions. It's like having your own personal advocate for aging well, someone who knows you and your preferences long before you'll ever need them. The best part? You keep your independence and get to stay where you are the happiest, in your home. And you will have the peace of mind knowing that if your care needs change, you already have that covered. Think of it like long-term care insurance plus a whole team that actually helps you use it when and how you need it. So if you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead and stay in control of your future, Wesley Secure Care is for you. Find out more today at wesleysecurecare.org or give us a call, 410-324-2400. Because aging well shouldn't mean giving up your home. It should mean enjoying it longer.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 827, 27 minutes after the hour. Still to come after the 8:30 news, bills to watch as the Maryland General Insane Asylum opens today. Kurt is in Edgewater. Hello, Kurt.
Good morning, Sean. I called last week about Tampa and Qatar spread money around trying to turn it into Dearborn, Michigan. Did you hear it? Find out anything? I haven't heard any more. But
yeah, I'm looking into it. I haven't found anything yet, but that doesn't mean it's not there. So we're going to continue to look into it as far as where did you hear it originally?
I heard it on Mark Levin.
Okay.
So that's a serious person.
Well, look, we do know that that they, and I think New York is probably going to be an example. It's going to be like a future London, a Muslim enclave, and there'll be no go zones. So that it would not surprise me if Tampa is targeted. We know that parts outside of Houston, Texas, there are problems there. In the state of Texas, and that's gotten, in fact, Steve Bannon has set up a shop in Texas for the entire month until the March 3rd primary because of the threat of the Islamization of the state of Texas. So it is a valid concern. It is a threat. Just haven't been able to get any details yet on Tampa, but we'll continue.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why we put up with Qatar. Everybody acts like Qatar is a friend, and they're just trying to buy everybody they can.
No, they're a necessary evil. You're right. They spread a lot of money, and there are a lot of alleged conservatives that have taken their money and are in the Qatar tank, if you will. The president needs them to keep the Middle East peace together. But, you know, it's one of those, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Kurt, got to run. Listen, thanks so much. The best of Casey and Company available each and every day. WCBM.com on our Facebook page and on Rumble. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, the heated debate on Baltimore County immigration bills and bills to watch in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, which gets underway today at noon. 8:30, time for our latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Attorney General Anthony Brown has laid out his legislative priorities for this year's General Assembly session. Brown says he's focused on enforcing state laws, advancing legislation that protects Marylanders, and holding those who violate the law accountable. He says Marylanders face growing threats as federal protection weaken and the state's budget tightens, but that cannot be allowed to further jeopardize the lives and livelihoods of residents. Brown says his approach reflects his continued commitment to the results that matter to Marylanders. The Baltimore City Council's Public Safety Committee held a hearing Tuesday on the use of AI weapons detection systems in schools. 27 public schools use the Evolve system, and school leaders say around 30% of the 14,000 morning entries set off alerts, but the items are usually laptops and drink containers. The committee is questioning the effectiveness of the system and the cost. Council members are planning to review the contract between Evolve and the school system as they continue to address concerns. A former worker at the Aberdeen UPS facility has been convicted of stealing jewelry from packages during his shift. Prosecutors say the worker had been stealing high-end jewelry that was heading to area jewelry stores over a span of 6 months, starting in December of 2024. According to police, those items included a $69,000 custom diamond engagement ring that was being sent to a jewelry for repair. ABC 2 News reports that the thefts resulted in a total loss of $174,000. And Howard County is getting ready to host its restaurant and craft beverage weeks. Beginning Monday and continuing through February 1st, participating locations will be offering special menus. County Executive Calvin Ball says the local restaurants are more than just places to eat. They create jobs, support the local economy, and bring people together. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Stop. Do not wait. Do not wait until it's too late. Crestlock.com specializes in transponder keys and remotes for most cars. Do not wait until you lose your last key or remote before you get a duplicate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. And ask for Ashley. Or stop into our state-of-the-art showroom at 10015 Plaski Highway and get your transponder key or spare remote today at Crestlock.com.
What's the number one thing you can do to attract the largest variety of new birds to your yard? Water. All wild birds love water and need dependable water source all year long. Summers are often hot and often dry. Simple to offer water, but winters bring freezing temperatures. Hi, I'm Brian at Wild Birds Unlimited. Keep your bird bath clean and fresh. And in the winter, add a simple heater so your bath doesn't freeze. Come visit us and grab one at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and now Columbia.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident cleanup was on the Intercounty Connector in Montgomery County. It was eastbound near the ramp at Georgia Avenue. At one point, there were six or seven vehicles involved, and there was still some backing there. They're still working on the cleanup at the accident scene. The wreck coming out of Frederick County, eastbound I-70 in Newmarket at Route 75. It looks like the broken-down vehicle may have cleared from the Beltway because the backup was easing on the inner loop. The broken-down vehicle was up towards I-70. The backup at one point was back beyond Route 40. That's starting to look a little better. Still some slowdowns, though, on the rest of the Beltway, and we're still a little more than a 10-minute delay with the heavy traffic south and both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Next weather makers moving in today with a chance for some scattered rain showers, otherwise still mild with temperatures in the low 50s. Tonight, that rain will quickly change over to a quick burst of a little bit of snow as lows fall back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I almost did for just a second. Sean Casey here with Stein on Sports. And it is brought to you by Greenwood Wealth Management Systems. Mike Tomlin is out after 19 seasons in Pittsburgh. The coaching carousel continues. Yesterday at Ravens Complex, Steve Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta, the GM, held a press conference announcing the decision as to why they fired Coach John Harbaugh. And Bisciotti says this is when he decided.
I never dreamed of firing somebody by phone, but the reality is when I made my decision on Tuesday afternoon, I was home and he was in his car heading to his house. And I thought it would kind of be a jerk move to call him up and say, hey, coach, meet me at the office in an hour. I mean, he probably would have said, yeah, Steve, I'd rather not. Why don't you just tell me over the phone? And when I did tell him, the decision that I made, I said, I'm really sorry about doing this over the phone. I wish we were together. And he said, you don't owe me an apology for that either.
So Ravens owner Bisciotti said Tuesday he hopes the team can sign quarterback Lamar Jackson to a revised contract by the start of free agency. Jackson has 2 years remaining on his current deal, which carries a salary cap number of $74.5 million per person. But get this, we also learned that Lamar Jackson will have some say or input as to who the next head coach will be. Whoops. Ravens will continue their head coach interviewing process. Yesterday, they interviewed defensive coordinator for the Vikings, Brian Flores, for the job. He was previously the coach of the Dolphins. Flores is the eighth candidate to complete an interview with the team. Tomorrow, more from the Ravens press conference on the hiring timeline from Ravens GM Eric DaCosta. Caps secured a comeback victory in D.C. last night at Capital One Arena. They overcame a two-goal deficit in the third period to beat the Canadiens 3-2. 2-2 in overtime. Ethan Frank scored both regulation goals. Connor McMichael with the game winner with less than a minute left in OT. Logan Thompson stopped 24 of 26 shots he faced in net. Wizards on the West Coast. They'll face off against the Clippers tonight in Inglewood. They enter the night on a 3-game losing streak. And that's Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Eight 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Kim Clayson coming up at live at 9. Let's go to Bruce and Timonium on the phones. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I just drove past that mess on the Intercounty Connector that Chuck was talking about.
Ah.
Man, there were smashed up cars there.
Yeah, it looks like a mess.
It's a mess. I mean,
you're cutting in and out, Bruce. We're starting to lose your connection. Yeah, you're in and out. Try to call us back, see if we get a better connection. I don't want you to be careful when you're driving on the cell phone. So, today the Maryland General's Insane Asylum opens up, and we told you about the excise tax on firearms, firearm accessories, and ammunition that was filed just the other day. So that's one way they're going to be nickel and diming us to death. But one of my sources sent me a House Bill 288. House Bill 288 is entitled An Act Concerning the State Superintendent of Schools, Prolonged State of Emergency, Authority to Declare. For the purpose of authorizing the State Superintendent of Schools to declare a prolonged state of emergency for an event that prevents regular in-person attendance at a public school for a specified period of time, and generally relating to the state superintendent of schools and prolonged state of emergency for public schools. So I don't like it that the governor can declare a state of emergency. We saw what that led to under Lockdown Larry. In fact, that's what gave him the name. That he came out and proclaimed himself king of the state. We're all the no kings people now. So now we have the Democrats, same no kings party, wanting to make the state superintendent of schools the ability, give her or him, it's her right now, Dr. Carrie Wright, to give her or him the power to shut down our schools in a prolonged state of emergency, which we know was damaging to our vulnerable children. And my source writes that when you read this, what is the first thing that comes to mind? In other words, why now? If event for which all schools are to be shut down is COVID, then should the recommendations come from the Department of Health Commissioner, and should it apply for all people? If the event is so dangerous to justify total lockdowns of schools, shouldn't other citizens be on alert by some other department, like the health department? Oh, but guess what? It's not about health-related emergency. So if it's not health-related, and the word health is not in the bill, what is this bill about? So, again, she says, I have a hint, but would rather allow others to develop their own theories of the event that justifies total school closures. All right. So you might have some thoughts you might have that you'd like to share with us on that. Do so at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Why do you think the Democrats want to give the school superintendent the power to declare a prolonged state of emergency and shut our schools down? Harford Council has approved a probe into the Harford County public school expenses to the New Orleans trip, which has just been a complete disaster. Dr. Bolson And the deputy director, we lost the school board president as a result. First, there was a reported theft. Then we found out the items were tucked away in the doctor's good hotel room after a black lady in a green dress knocked on his door at 2 o'clock in the morning. So this is just really a mess. There needs to be a complete investigation and audit. And we need responsible adults in charge of the school board, and not people like this. All right, Bruce is back on our line now because he had a bad connection. Go ahead, Bruce.
Morning, Sean.
Yes, sir. Much better.
So my question is, I don't know if you mentioned it and I just missed it. You were talking about these Somali interpreters.
Right.
And how, you know, when the people get to the doctor's office, all of a sudden they can't speak English. They need an interpreter. These guys are getting $100 an hour for a minimum of 8 hours. I'm sure what's
plus they get transportation expenses as well.
Right. So I'm sure what's going on here is you can't speak English because you know they got to get an interpreter. That interpreter's getting $800 and they're kicking back $200 or $300 back to the person they're doing the interpreting for.
Bingo.
And that's why it's so rampant. But you think about how stupid this is. If you're an interpreter, you do three of these jobs in a day. Maybe you work from 8 till noon. You're billing out for 24 hours. If you include your transportation, you may have worked five. You're making $2,400 a day. If you kick back $800 of that, you're still walking away with $1,600 a day.
Yeah. And it's costing us a fortune just in Minnesota alone. Now imagine if this, multiply this by all 50 states, if it's going on elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Because we see it not only at the doctor's office, we see it in court, we see it in schools, we see it in anywhere there's an official government agency, we see this kind of nonsense. So it's a great question, Bruce. Thanks. Got to run. 8:43 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
No comprende, muchacho. That'll be $180. Thank you very much.
Hey, you gave us a discount on that one.
That's all right. That's just for 1 minute. There's a lot of minutes in the day, Mr. Casey. The wreck eastbound I-70 at Route 75 in Newmarket now is on the right shoulder, so traffic east of Frederick, you'll be okay. That was a big wreck in Montgomery County on the Intercounty Connector eastbound to Georgia Avenue. 7 vehicles were involved. I just looked at it. They have all kind of wreckers there. The cleanup continues. The westbound side is not too bad right now, but eastbound, it's only a single lane as you're coming by the accident scene. That the broken down vehicle did clear from the interloop as you're moving up towards the ramps at I-70. And a new wreck in the city, Northern Parkway at Roland Avenue. There's a wreck on Falls Road near the light there at Old Court Road. So that'll be just west of the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild starts the day. It'll be in the low 50s. Maybe some rain a little bit later on tonight. Rain will change over to a quick burst of snow as temperatures fall into the 20s. No accumulation is expected. Right now, Ellicott City is cloudy 43. Pikesville also cloudy and 43. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A guy in Florida stopped traffic on Sunday, saved two children who had wandered out onto a highway near Cocoa Beach. John Brittingham was in his car when he saw the two toddlers in the middle of the road. He got them back home after he noticed an open gate nearby. The family had no idea they had wandered off. Here's John telling the story.
I was terrified. If anything would have happened to him, the rest of my life would have been ruined. So I immediately pulled over there, and I ran out of the car, and one of them was going to the middle of the road, and I grabbed that one first, and then the second one I just picked up. She was ready, and I got him off the road. An elderly couple and a young girl, and I, you know, immediately they went into, like, oh, my God, we're so sorry. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm just glad I could get them back to you. And they were out in the road, and your gate was open.
Well, that's a great ending to a story. That could have been a horrific tragedy. So, and it's good. I mean, look, most people wouldn't stop and do anything. And so I want to salute. We did yesterday the guy that caught the falling children out of the Middle River house on fire. Here you have two toddlers in the middle of the street. Just incredible. These are the true heroes of our country and our society. So, again, Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
So there's a heated debate going on in Baltimore County over immigration bills, and I wanted to share this with you here this morning. Yesterday, in Towson, there was a rally about two Baltimore County Council bills introduced last month by Councilman Izzy Patoka, who, by the way, he's a Pikesville Democrat who wants to be your next county executive. These bills would place restrictions on the county's enforcement of federal immigration laws and protect confidential information about a person's immigration status. A second bill would codify the Immigrant Affairs Office within the county executive's office. Gee, do we have a taxpayers' affairs office in the county executive's office? Do you have anybody that are representing us, the law-abiding citizens and residents of Baltimore County? So Patoka says at the rally, quote, "We need trust in our communities. We don't have it now with the Trump administration, how he's empowered ICE to act across this country, and we're not going to let that happen in Baltimore County. This really is about action because we have choices in life. We can either be spectators in life. We as elected officials could come in and bide our time and watch things go by but not act. But here we are required to act. We just can't watch Renee Nicole Good be executed in the public streets." Councilman Julian Jones, another Democrat, this one wants to be your county executive, is co-sponsoring the bill package. They're trying to one-up each other, I think. But a couple of things. This councilman, Patoka, is wrong. Trump has not empowered ICE. The law has empowered ICE. So if you're... You got to be a pretty dim bulb if you don't know that ICE is not a something that Trump uses on his for his own personal beliefs or at his own personal whims. They have been empowered by an act of Congress signed by a Democrat president, Izzy, Billy Clinton. So President Trump is only using ICE to remove the criminal illegal aliens that plague Baltimore County and others. And have them removed from our streets to keep the public safe. But apparently you're not interested in public safety. You want to basically pander to the illegal alien community that you hope one day is going to vote for you. You and Julian. Shame on you both. And so then this idea. By the way, county, if you work in a county office, you will not be allowed to discriminate against or ask about or disclose a person's citizenship, nationality, or immigration status. Well, what about birth certificate? I mean, I don't, or a death certificate or anything. Don't you have to know about the person's citizenship, nationality, or status for some county functions? I would think. But here they're going to pass a bill, basically, look the other way. And as far as the police go, the county police can help a federal agency investigate criminal activity other than immigration law violations. Oh, okay. So a multiple border offender, a crosser, somebody like, you know, that killed Rachel Morin, who was in this country illegally, you know, may have been deported, has come back in. You don't want your county police to help the feds investigate? Whether it's Kayla or Rachel or Dakara? I tell you, folks, the Democrat Party has lost its mind. And obviously they have no soul. 8:51, you're listening to Casey and Company, and coming up next, when you hear the Democrat City Councilman, or Councilwoman, I'm sorry, from Salisbury, which she went off on a rant.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore Doceo's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoceo.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, here they go down in Baltimore City. They're going to raise ride sharing taxes 52%. So if you take an Uber or a taxi or a Lyft, now it's going to jump from 25 cents to 38 cents per ride. They stay up late at night thinking how they can gouge their constituents and the voters. It's just amazing. It's 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like a broken down tractor trailer northbound 95 in the city as you're coming around the curve from O'Donnell Street and getting up towards Dundalk Avenue. There's a police car behind it, so it's not a backup there. Just want to give you the heads up with a police car taking away a little bit of the right lane and at the end of the ramp from O'Donnell Street. The good news is both the tunnels now into the area, about a 5 to 7 minute delay and improving southbound. So no late problems there. JFX, you're clear. Some interloops slowing through Greenspring to the JFX. The west side now has moved down just a bit, and the pace improving from Liberty Road towards Frederick Road on the outer loop. If you're in Montgomery County, they're still working on that wreck on the intercounty connector eastbound at Georgia Avenue. 7 vehicles were involved there earlier on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your hump day today. Mild start to the day. We'll be up in the low 50s. And then rain moves in. Cold front comes in. Quick burst of snow. Temperatures will fall into the 20s. Don't worry about any accumulation. It's just going to be a brief snow blast. It's going to be cold. Cloudy 44 right now in Reisterstown. And it is 45 in Severn. James Comer, the House Oversight Chairman, on Tuesday announced lawmakers will initiate contempt of Congress proceedings against Sick Willie after he defied a subpoena to testify in the Epstein investigation.
As a result of Bill Clinton not showing up for his lawful subpoena, which again was voted on unanimously by the committee in a bipartisan manner, we will move next week in the House Oversight Committee markup to hold former President Clinton in contempt of Congress.
Yeah, it was a no-show for a closed-door deposition. He did send a note, said, sorry, I'm cigar shopping. Can't make it today. So there's this Salisbury City Councilwoman who was running for Wicomico County Executive. I understand she suspended her campaign, and rightfully so. Her name is Michelle Gregory. She is a Democrat. She is unhinged and deranged. Salisbury voters, you could do better. In fact, you should do better. Here was her. Do we have it loaded? Are we done? Okay, we don't have it. All right, so maybe we'll have it for you tomorrow. All right, let's take a phone call instead. Phil in West Ocean City. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, Sean. And just to remind your audience, where were the Democrats when Ashley Babbitt got shot while she was walking through the White House or the Capitol building? She didn't have a car. She wasn't driving a car towards the agent. She didn't have a gun. She was not. She was not armed, and yet she got killed. And nothing happened to that policeman, okay, who had really no reason to kill her. And of course, Here they are going after this this ICE agent up there in Milwaukee who did have a car running towards him.
Yeah, Minnesota. So you're absolutely right. It's a good catch on your part because the differences are stark. And now the Democrats want to charge the ICE agent. Nobody wanted to charge Michael Byrd. In fact, they did whatever they could. I doubt there was even a full investigation of Lieutenant
he
Byrd.
He got a promotion.
Yeah, he did. And this is a guy that had left his service, his firearm unattended in locker rooms, not once, but twice. The guy should have really been disciplined for that, but he wasn't.
Where are the Democrats?
It's a great question, Phil. Thank you so much for the call. Wayne in Ellicott City, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I didn't hear the whole conversation, but you were talking about where they were telling employees that they couldn't rat on other employees if they were illegal or anything like that. So my comment to that is, what happened to if you see something, say something?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, if you know somebody's in the country illegally, the act of crossing the border is illegally a misdemeanor, but it's still a violation of U.S. law. If you come in the second time, that's a felony. So how are we to know? And look, some of these individuals, some are here for the economic opportunity, some are here for whatever reason, but some are here to do bad things. As we've seen, and some of the names like Rachel and Kayla and Dakari and others here in the state of Maryland. So, yeah, are we supposed to look the other way? Or are we supposed to help protect our families and our coworkers when we see things that are illegal?
Hypocrisy.
Yep. Good point.
Full speed. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my
call. Wayne, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call. All right, do we have the cut from... okay, this is Michelle Gregory. She is obviously very anti-ICE, and she dropped a gazillion F-bombs. Here she is.
Just to be super-duper clear for anybody coming to my page, ICE, Trump, the cult, and if you have any problems with anything that I just said, you, you're not welcome here.
How about that, folks? That's your representation at Salisbury City Council. Michelle Gregory, Democrat, dropping a bunch of F ICE, F Trump, and if you're on my Facebook page, F you. That's a novel way of asking for votes. Now, I'm sure her radical left-wing idiotic base will love that stuff and eat it up. But I think most folks on the Eastern Shore, most that live in around Salisbury, they're not up for that kind of stuff. And hopefully they will show Michelle Gregory the door. She did suspend her county executive campaign, thank goodness. But again, you should let her know how you feel about that. So you can go to their page. In fact, I got a phone number here if you want it. One second. It's 443-667-4581. 443-667-4581. Michelle Gregory. Tell her nicely how you feel about her language and actions. Kim Klasick, stay tuned. She's coming up live next, and we're back tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.